Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Everybody, I'm Michael.
I'm Charles.
Michael's too excited.
Yeah, I am.
Jimmy's not excited enough.
Oh, let's get it.
Yeah, I think Jimmy's had a week.
Ooh, but there he is.
It's because March Madness ended.
Let's get it.
Let's get April Madness going. Get crazy.
It's not over.
Martin, are you there? Martin, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you turn your volume down a bit? You've got a lovely echo. There's too much of you.
Never enough.
I don't have enough.
Your speaker, his speaker audio is acting up. That's okay.
Oh, I told Jimmy, yeah. Mike, you probably could have sold some of these bad boys at C4.
Oh, I totally could have. Yeah. I think I should take them next year. That. Listener, if you want to know what he's talking about while Martin does the IT shit, I have these two lamps. I have one black, one white. One dark, one white. It's very Westworld.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
And I took all of my favorite toys from my childhood, and I should just take a picture of this after, but
yeah,
they
are awesome.
The action figures from the great toys of the 80s and 90s, made in like some sort of funky statuesque thing where they're glued onto a lamp. And I have two of them. And
yeah,
you're actually right.
They're fun.
How much do you think I can get for them?
Oh, I mean,
$10.
Yeah.
Hey, he's back. No echo. Dude, perfect.
Yeah,
$10? Really?
That's 30,
or,
think,
30 or 2 for 10. 30 oh. each or 2 for 2 for 20.
Yeah, that's how you get
30 them. Each or
like
2 for 20.
They do.
And they like lamp.
Yeah. And who just wants lamp?
No, they don't like it, Jimmy. They love, love it.
Lamp. Who doesn't love lamp? I love lamp. I love.
Actually, one of my favorite moments from C4 was you letting any kid pick a toy from the bin, and then they picked Batman. You're like, actually, I don't know how that got in there. Sorry, kids.
No, you can't.
I don't know what that's doing in there. That shouldn't have been in there.
Yeah, so for context, I had an old box of toys, and in that box was the OG first edition Batman with the bat belt that you pull
like
out.
Yeah, except Keaton. It doesn't go back in. Yeah.
It's gone out too many times, for sure. And it was in there, and then I was handing this out, and Charles, like you said, some kid goes
yeah,
to
you're
grab
like,
some
whoa, whoa,
little
whoa.
Bastard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I was like, "Here's to your heart's desire." Accept that. Don't.
I don't know how that got in.
Actually, you know what? I should just take the box. Actually, I
sorry,
haven't actually
I
gone through this. Yet.
This is a mistake.
Yeah,
this is a mistake.
I didn't actually go through any of these. I don't know what I was doing.
Totally, what happens when you let me talk to strange children in public? Anyways, hello, listener. Welcome back to the show, where the art of cinema meets the power of quote unquote debate, whatever the fuck we do here. This week on the show, I don't know. Martin, this was your baby, right? This was your idea what we're doing this week?
What are we talking about today?
Video games to TV shows.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was mine. I think
this
it was
is
yours.
My
was
idea.
That was Jimmy's.
Was this Jimmy's
idea?
Jimmy.
Thank you all, though, for no credit this week. No,
dude, take it away. What are we doing?
Got it.
What are we gathering
for?
We're
taking our favorite games from our childhood, and we're turning them into an HBO drama.
Yeah.
Like Last of Us.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Last of Us.
You brought up a good example was the Last of Us skit
that SNL
did kind of style.
Where they took Mario and made him ask Colin to Mario and made it dark. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't like
because they make me feel big.
That's the debate.
Favorite
this
part
one.
Of it.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I think we can all agree video game movies or video game shows. I mean, Fallout, Last of Us, these are starting to
those
be
are the only two.
No, I'm just saying.
No, but I meant the good ones. Those are the
Mortal
only
Kombat
good ones,
oh, okay. 94.
They're starting
Mortal
to
Kombat.
Learn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's starting to become a thing where they're
Uncharted.
Actually like, maybe we should actually care.
Yeah, these
a
are
little
big
because you can make a lot of money.
Yeah, you can make more money, and you can still make toys. If anything, you'll make more money and more toys.
Yeah, it really is advantageous for everybody involved.
The system works.
But didn't Fallout and Last of Us the first seasons, they both came out within like 12 months of each other, so the same year probably.
Yeah, they were both chasing.
So
the
two bangers. Two bangers.
Last of Us was like 2 years ago now, and Fallout was last year. So So I think I get what you're saying. And obviously HBO doing something really successful makes Amazon be like, get ours.
Do that.
Get our Last
Copy
of Us.
Copy that shit.
And like I haven't played the Fallout games that much, but from what I've seen from the community, they've been received. Which is awesome.
They're awesome.
Which is great.
Totes my goats and all that jazz.
Good call on this one, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Great idea.
Yeah, Jimmy, without you, we are a rudderless ship.
Thank you, everyone.
Martin.
I hold my comments from Jimmy. I'm not going to praise
him.
You guys already did.
No compliments.
I am the judge this week.
You are. You have all the power.
I'm Judge Reinhold now.
Mock trial.
Judy Reinhold. Same shit.
Judge Reinhold.
There is a mallet over there if you want. Do you want to hold the mallet?
We'll get there.
All right. So before we get there, though. We just want to let you know we want to talk about us for a second, as we do each week. This is brief. This is, if you skip, you skip, but you're going to miss some fun shit if you're from Winnipeg. We have another trivia night. We're always going to have a fucking trivia night, I think. I think it's part and parcel with the show now. So the next trivia night is brought to you by the good people at Dunder Mifflin. It will be The Office is the theme of the trivia night. We asked people at,
just the British one, though.
Just the Sorry.
We're sorry.
Only Ricky.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be very disappointed.
That'd be a great last round.
Yeah.
You know what? I would really like to ask the room how many have seen both iterations.
Yeah. And know it well enough. Like, a good tiebreaker would be only from the British Office.
I think you've. I think you're
all
on. The,
night.
That's
that. Michael would do that. Michael and Dwight would.
Well, let's
up
see
with
how
that
big
shit.
Of a fan they really are.
Right, right. Because it did start with the. It started with Gervais.
That's right.
So yeah, it's another Trivia Plus, and I was just saying before the show that we've realized that Trivia Plus means plus other stuff, plus other shit that you don't get in any other
Michael
trivia night.
Just realized that.
I did. I was trying to figure out what do we mean by plus, like what's more than, and I was like. Everything.
A hand job?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah.
It's our wonderful banter.
A free hand job, a rough hand job.
Once
though.
We start selling out the pre-sale, we'll have to probably give hand jobs.
I think so.
Yeah.
OTPHJs.
Yeah. I got the, it puts the lotion on its skin.
That's great.
Or it gets the hose again.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, so the it's as we've done in the past, if you've been to one, there's been a lot of people who've come. Shout out to the Farpoint people who show up to every single one.
And
you guys are
they,
so
and
great.
They crush it.
They do. They're usually top five every time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you, guys.
It'd be weird if they weren't.
It would be. It'd be very odd. The people who make movies are horrible at movie trivia.
We only watch our own.
Yeah.
We only watch
Super Channel and everything.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
You guys going to do a True Doc?
Am I supposed to watch other things?
You have to have Prime to have Super Channel, do you know?
That's kind of true. So. I think you don't get it by
not watching Prime.
Wait,
you're just watching Super Channel.
Yeah, it's back.
Oh, yeah,
it's back with a fury.
Yeah, it's like Canada's like programming still.
Oh, totally. It's Canada's adult network.
I remember getting Bell Satellite, and that's how they pumped it. They're like, home of Super Channel.
There's like Super Channel 1 through 6.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Okay. The Office.
Super Channel the one with porn?
Yes. Oh, yeah, they got a Super Channel porn.
Wow.
That's Super Channel Plus.
Just put a pin in porn for a second. Well, put a pin in porn. We'll get through this. April 26th, Little Brown Jug, 7:30 p.m., 4 rounds, over 40 questions. This one's got cosplay, guys. If you are, it's kind of easy to dress up as someone from The Office.
Yeah, it's got to be Office cosplay. Don't just
As
anime.
Yeah. I should.
Gonna dress up as Link.
Just come straight from work.
Yeah,
exactly. If you're a downtown person, come straight from work.
Bring your lanyards.
Yeah,
I literally even thought like three hole punch. That's such an easy one. Anybody could just be easily just put the three little. Black spots on
the
white shirt.
I get it. I hope no one does it, though.
We should make a Jell-O mold with a stapler in it.
Dude, I've got a list of props.
Oh, he's got a list of props.
I got a list of...
Bring your mullets and your fanny packs.
Yeah.
80s Michael.
Like, oh, God. Michael's headband might be somewhere in the building.
Yeah.
I was figuring maybe a little bit of like a... Like a obvious scavenger hunt of props.
Of course.
If you find them.
Tell everybody there's a really special prize.
Yeah.
And then at
lobster.
The end, we just
there's
throw,
lobster for everybody.
We just throw ice cream sandwiches. That's one of my favorite things is to motivate everyone. He tells them there's a big surprise, and then it's the end of the day, and he's like, drum roll, everyone.
Is that season one?
It's like,
yeah, because it's really depressing.
Really.
Right?
Yeah. It's really,
pathetic. That whole season is just very sad.
It's all Ricky. That's like, even like dialogue is like word for word the British one. That's why
They had to launch as close to the first one as possible to then separate.
Steve Carell's like balding in that season.
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, Shauna always points it out.
It's weird.
Yeah.
What happened? Like, they just gave him hair to do?
Yeah. 50's the new 20, my friend.
He went to Turkey.
What's that that hair stuff that you can get? Alopecia?
Blue chews.
Blue chews. He got whatever Jeremy Piven got.
Boners, gives you more hair on your head.
Don't chew. Blue chew.
He's got the plugs that Jeremy Piven got.
We'll have it.
Yes. But so if you want to see Michael's hair plugs on screen, thus a bunch of fun times to be had. A coloring contest, because thank you, Charles.
Do you think Steve Carell really got hair plugs?
He did.
No.
He
totally
did. Yeah. But Charles introduced coloring at It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, funny enough, Etsy has a lot of amazing artists that make unlicensed adult coloring book pages, and they're amazing.
I can't wait to find. And Pam did art. Pam was a big artist.
That's right. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So in honor of Pam, there must be art. This it's going to be fun. If you're an Office fan, if you like the Dundies, If you like Office Olympics, if you like it when the office temp lights shit on fire.
If you
episode,
hate Toby. Yeah.
If you hate Toby. If Toby is your...
hey, Toby, shut up.
Yeah. Toby, no. Toby, no.
Ryan started the fire.
Yeah, that's just, one of my... I just cut great, that today,
that's
actually.
A great episode.
God damn it.
Put his cheese tortilla on oven
did they
mode
teach you how to cook that in business school?
That's so stupid.
This is what it's going to be like, guys. We hope you're there. We have a lot of fun at these things. It's $10 a ticket.
Yeah, we do.
The information's in the show notes. If you are so inclined, buy a ticket, show up. It's going to be a good time. We have prizes. We have a lot of fun. Little Brown Jug's great to us. We love Little Brown Jug. April 26th, 7:30 p.m. It's a Saturday night. It's like 2 hours. Do that and go on a date.
It's kind of sweet.
Yeah, sweet, right?
Or bring your date there.
Or bring your date there.
No, oh, yeah.
No. We'll ask you. Are you? Yeah. You guys look like you're on a date.
Yeah, you're gonna do crowd work.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna stretch my comedy limbs here.
Hey, bud, you want to read? Want to read
Sir.
Question three for your date there, buddy?
Hey, bud, where are you from? Do you like question three? Charles, what did you just drop?
The nerdies are out. Finally, the nerdies. It's the ninth nerdies, which is wild. Best and worst of 2024. It's out. I think I had four different cuts I had to make before YouTube accepted it.
Wow.
Yeah, they're absolute just assholes.
You should just make the entire thing a bunch of shorts, and then you'll always be okay to get on.
Is it like a lot of guesswork? Like you just have to guess what they don't like?
Yeah, so it's hilarious. So my idea is if it's on YouTube, then I should be able to use it.
Right.
Because I'm putting it on YouTube.
And you took it from YouTube.
Yes.
And it was already on YouTube before you took it.
The normal ones I'm used to is your video will not be able to be seen by all countries. And usually it's like,
what does that mean?
Russia and Belarus are always ones that come up. And I'm like, well, fuck them. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not making my content for them.
Oh, no. The ones that are starting wars, they don't want to look at it. Good.
Okay.
but yeah, no, this one was like,
no, nerdies for you.
Funny enough, a grandma's boy clip made my video completely unwatchable.
Yeah,
I
believe everything about that.
It's insane. It's insane.
That makes complete sense, Charles.
But yeah, anyways, we figured it out. It's on there.
I can't think of a part of that movie that would be acceptable.
And you know what part it was? I like to introduce my categories.
Was it High Score? Did High Score get you in trouble?
So I was introducing Best Video Game, and it was just the part where he's playing with the monkey and they're so high nothing's on the TV.
Oh.
Because I was like, imagine a video game being so good, you're not even playing, and you're like, because he goes, you got skills, and there's nothing on the TV.
I got a monkey.
It's the power of imagination.
It kills me every time. But yeah, anyways, that was one. I used a clip from The Flash making fun of the CGI, and they're still butthurt about that, so they got really angry. Couldn't use that clip anymore because it makes fun of the CGI in Flash. I don't know. Stupid ones, but anyways, figured it out.
That was me. I actually had that
Flash. It's on there. It's great. I did a new format, and it's a lot more fun. It's what I should have always been doing, but... It's
yeah, it looks. I loved your English accent.
That was so stupid. That was one of the dumbest. I just told Claudia, and it was before.
No,
I
it's
knew,
great. I like it. Like,
it was before I knew all the X-Men were coming back for Doomsday 2. So when that came, I was like, "Fuck yeah!" Like,
fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah. I've always loved the intro of X-Men, having him narrate and just having those. I thought it would be funny to.
Yeah,
just
no,
do a spin
I,
on
I,
it,
I
so.
Thought it was. I laughed. I
it was great. Yeah, thank you for reposting. That was fun. But yeah, it's on there. It's on the channel. It's in the show notes, youtube.com/CFBomb. It's great. I had a lot of fun with it. Watching, I hope. And also, I like to discuss if people actually agree or disagree with my best and worst picks.
Yeah, so, we love crowd interaction. So, yeah.
I don't think the worst gets enough credit. It should for being
it does.
Terrible.
It does not.
Sony sweeped it. Let me tell you. Venom, Madam. Oh my God. Venom, Madam Web, and Kraven were pretty much in every worst category. So, like, Sony, big props to you guys. Just
worst romantic comedy, Kraven.
Oh, I don't hear any DC in there.
No, actually,
that's,
a DC.
Very true.
Just saying, fellas.
A DC was actually a nominee for Best TV Show. Superman and Lois was amazing.
Hey.
I can't believe it's a CW show. It was amazing.
A quick thing before we get into it here. To those of you who were at C4 Comic Con, we had a fucking blast.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we got
String Bean, Mark String Bean. They killed it.
Totally,
like, it was amazing.
Totally, it was. you guys let us crack on and have some fun and be idiots and get photos.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 501 first.
Just the 501st.
The 501st.
Not 501 first. That's 5011 you're twisting. Yeah.
Okay, let's try that again.
He said that all day.
It was great.
Let me... He did it all day. And we couldn't tell him to stop. He just kept doing
it. Anakin Skywalker.
He did it to them when they came up. He called them that.
They loved him.
I did.
You know, a Star Wars fan on like what do you call it? On the review. Your Star Wars
laser sword man. You mean Jedi?
I was honestly nervous because I'm like, these guys take so much pride in what they do.
Well, and it's when you
like,
realize
that's my Tim McCartney moment, is what that is.
Yeah.
That's 100% my Tim McCartney
moment.
Well,
and when they say like we're actually Lucas or what Lucas Arts,
you're affiliated. You are a arm's length, like Martin. I was fanboying. I totally was. Like
it was really cool. The stormtrooper had a voice changer.
He
mark.
Did. He like, clicked he
had,
his hand.
He had the actual voice changer in the. It was fucking awesome.
So good. So that Mandalorian mercs as well. We're gonna feature an episode with the 501st.
Yeah,
there you go. He got it. He got it.
Oompa Loompa.
We're back.
And then we're gonna go over and hang out with them. Apparently they said they'd let us see how they armor up and how they make the costumes.
Yeah, get to go to an armor party.
We're gonna go to an armor party. Exactly.
I'm assuming it's gonna be like that Mandalorian.
Naked people.
Yeah.
What?
No, it's got to be that Mandalorian episode. Everyone's naked except their helmets.
Yeah.
What's up?
They don't wear jeans under their costumes. Yeah. Skin.
Yeah. They're never nudes.
That's what they wear in their armor.
They wear the denim.
They're
shorts.
Never nudes.
Nothing.
Never
nothing's
nudes.
Funnier than a person who won't take their mask off, but will show their dick.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I never.
And then you're like, dude, what's under your mask, dude? That's really inappropriate.
Yeah. So we had a good time. We're gonna be there again.
Oh boy, Ego.
We're going to be there next year. We're going to do other things. Thank you to everybody who talked to us, and we've got a bunch of clips coming.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We're a one-man show when it comes to that stuff, so, like, yeah, just be patient, and we'll all have
it. And we, the winner of It's Always Sunny, I don't know if you saw him. He was there.
He was there.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, that was
I did
really funny.
Him.
Yeah, he came up. He was like, hey. I was like, whoa, did you win It's Always Sunny? That was pretty funny.
I appreciated everybody that day. It was such a good day. So.
Everybody was great. Yeah, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
But that's it. That's it for the, hey, listen to us crack on about being, you know, what we're doing and all that stuff. And thank you for listening. If you did, let's step off this mortal coil and talk about fantasy and movies and television. Jimmy, would you watch something that you're just like, I got to fucking tell you now.
We're excited. Something so fun and so distinctly awesome. It came out this year. It's called The Parenting. I just want to read you guys the cast because you're going to shit your pants. The two leads are Nick Dodandy and Brandon Flynn. So I recognize Nick Dodandy from a couple of things. Like he was in the Escape Room sequel.
Okay.
He's kind of like a side character in a lot of things. He's an Atypical.
Okay.
But here's where it gets really fun. So playing one of the dads is Brian Cox.
The fuck?
Awesome.
Yeah. Playing the mom is Edie Falco.
Whoa. What
playing the other mom
Carla.
Is Lisa Kudrow.
Whoa.
And the other dad is Dean Norris.
Whoa.
Okay, wait a minute. Hang on. We have...
Fucking Hank? Fucking
we have Hank and Heisenberg.
What? No, not Brian,
no, Brian
Cranston.
Cox. Not Brian
Succession.
Cranston.
Succession.
It's two for two today.
God
two
damn it, Mike.
Yeah.
And also Parker Posey is in this.
Oh, of course she is.
Parker, no.
In a fantastic Tsunami. Role.
That's She's awesome.
What is this on, this stellar cast?
This came out on Max, so you can watch it on Crave or on Prime as well.
What's the story?
Jimmy, can you send that to the chat later? I want to check that out.
You guys are going to – I told you. You didn't even hear what it's about. You heard was
like,
the cast,
yeah,
and you guys are like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
A couple rents a countryside house for a weekend with their parents and then discover it's inhabited by a 400-year-old demon.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Signed, sealed, delivered.
That's
you
hilarious.
You guys are going to see Brian Cox do things you've never seen before.
What is Brian Cranston going to do?
God damn it, Mike.
Is it like...
this came out. It had no marketing whatsoever. I haven't seen any push for it. Zoe found it on fucking TikTok, and it makes me so mad.
Oh, God.
When did it come out?
This year.
Shut up.
Yeah, this fucking year.
You would think they would have pumped that shit, especially with Parker being on White Lotus right now.
Didn't
right?
see anything for it. Never that once saw an ad
I didn't
for
even
this
hear of it.
Thing.
When you said it, I was like, what?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Is it like Brian Cox, like Super Troopers? Like, is he deprived a little bit?
Snozzberries?
Oh, my God. That's a great example of
That's
it.
One of my favorite roles
I forgot
ever
that
played.
He can do that. So when I saw him in this, the things he does are just, he's fantastic.
Yes,
is he
I
Sir?
Love
is he Sir
Lisa
Brian?
Lisa Kudrow
is
so fucking Brian? Funny in this, too.
Great. So is it like a horror comedy?
Yes. Okay. Everybody nails it.
I love Kudrow so much.
Kind of like the monkey?
You guys have to, like, as soon as we fucking, when we're done with this, you guys got to watch this fucking
movie.
You're going to absolutely
great.
Love this.
That sounds great.
It's on the most expensive service. I better get something out of it.
Yeah. It's hilarious. Like, I don't know how this didn't get a push. It's only at 5.5 out of 10 on IMDb. Not doing it justice at all.
Is it, like, any, like, big writer or director or anything?
It's directed by Craig Johnson. Just, that sounds like a man made in the lab.
Yeah, just keep talking. I'll look at it.
He did...
The Parenting is what it's called?
The Parenting. That's funny.
Yeah, The Parenting.
I thought it was, like, The Parent Trap reboot. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be, like, a haunting.
He's only done, like... like young adult TV.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Like not CW, but CW like shows.
Yeah.
CW adjacent.
But he's got to be good enough. Like, I mean, to get a cast and like get greenlit
like,
and everything.
This is, it's nuts.
Wild. Yeah, it's wild.
I went into this knowing nothing. Yeah. So he just told me we're watching this. And every time they introduce a new character, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, what are they doing here? Yeah, it's that's insane. Great. That's awesome.
So the writer been a writer for SNL for the last 290 episodes.
Oh my god, okay. So that makes sense. Makes sense.
So he wrote The Skeleton Twins with
Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig. That's a good one.
Okay,
that's a good movie. That's a really
good
one.
Alex Strangelove, The Parenting, Wilson with Woody Harrelson, I believe is what he is.
Okay,
Wilson.
Okay.
And then True Adolescence.
Yeah.
With Mark Duplass.
That's okay. All right.
Like, you guys got to watch this movie.
That sounds great.
It's fantastic.
Did you not even like look at the trailer? You just
knew nothing. Zoe watched the trailer she watched one clip from TikTok.
And she was like,
and she's like, this movie's hilarious.
Yeah,
we gotta watch this.
That's so funny.
True. I haven't I was stoned, but I haven't.
Real talk.
It really made me belly laugh.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
That's
and
great.
It's, I'm not going to say
it
was
like
the week.
Is it kind of like an Idle Hands? Remember Idle Hands? Is
oh,
it like
great
that,
one. That's a deep cut. I love that.
Yeah, dark. I'd say it's maybe a little darker, but very funny.
Oh, that's great. Idle Hands is a great one, too. Fuck, that's
Jessica
funny.
Jessica Alba, come on.
You guys got to watch this.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Check it out. That's good.
What's
this
your...
you'll be so happy.
As soon as you said Parker, I was like, well, got it now.
Oh, this is like an 8 out of 10.
That's
it's
great.
Just so much fun.
That's great.
Saxton.
Oh, my God. Have you guys seen... because her accent's been such a hit, they have now interviewed other cast members, and they're like, can you do your best Parker?
Yes.
And it's now clips of them.
Oh, she's
going to
win an
it.
Emmy.
She has to.
She has to. Okay, how many cocks out of 10?
You said 8. You asked me that, I said 8.
Oh, sorry.
8 cocks. 8 Cranstons out of cocks.
8 Cranstons out of 10.
8 cocks that look like Dean Norris.
God damn it.
Jesus. All right.
Dean
Norris
is very funny in this, too. Everybody just nails their roles.
That's great. And they're kind of unhinged characters, right?
Like, I feel like this movie was made with very little expectations, and they all just let loose and have fun.
So it's probably, that's why it's great.
That's why it's
great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Like, just to give you an idea, look at Bryan Cranston. I mean, Cox.
God damn.
He looks great, though, man. He's
right?
So
like,
distinguished
he does
looking.
He's kind of got like a
How
John Cleese thing
now?
Going
it's
on.
It's just after Severance, seeing him in this is so jarring.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Succession?
Super Troopers. Succession. Sorry, not Severance.
We're going to do it all episode.
Severance is on the brain.
How old is Bryan? He's got to be in his late 70s.
I'd say late to, yeah. Kay. I'd say somewhere.
It's unreal that he's still doing roles the way, like, it's awesome. That's great. It's great.
Do we have? Does
I can't imagine they all got paid much for this movie.
Well, they probably did it out of like if
it's
saying as good you are. Yeah,
one for them,
I
one for us.
Bryan Cox in a young role.
Fair,
right?
I remember him as an old man. That's
yeah,
old.
Everything I've never seen
the
a B 20.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
but
a
still,
kind of like a Sam Elliott.
Manhunter, he would have been in his 30s.
I guess so.
Right.
Such
first,
a deep cut. That's a deep, deep fucking.
Love
cut.
That movie,
the
Michael Mann.
So good.
Oh, that movie's
so
fucking
good.
Awesome.
The first two big roles I remember with him just growing up was Super Troopers was one, because he was just so funny.
That's how I got introduced.
And Striker in X2.
Yeah.
Sick.
That's right.
Yeah. And he was so good in that role, man.
I got...
Is this Bryan Cox Pod?
It's Cox Pod.
Is this Cox Pod?
The Power of Cox. Troy...
Oh,
as
yeah.
The commanding officer
he was great in Troy.
Achilles.
He was great in Troy.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, he played Agamemnon.
Thank you.
Yeah, he did.
Deep
this
cut number
this
two.
This episode can just be called,
Brian.
And Peter O'Toole was the other king,
yes,
I think?
He was.
My
Troy
God.
Is a very underrated movie. It is so
fuck
good.
Was he going out the door in that
you got
movie?
It's rated correctly.
I love Troy, man. I will watch Bana and Brad Pitt fight all day. That's like one of my favorite.
That was a good fight.
Oh, fuck, it was so good.
Moving on, because we have time and dates to hold.
Yes.
Charles?
I've been watching.
Is it as good as The Parenting?
I've been watching TV more than movies, to be honest. I can't even remember the last movie I watched. But just, I'm not going to spoil anything, but just building up on what Martin discussed last time. Another amazing episode from Daredevil. Holy
Hell
shit.
Yeah.
Give us a Daredevil update.
I mean, man,
me and Jimmy.
They're just doing shit I don't expect, man. It's fucking awesome. It's really good.
James Gandalf or Michael Gandolfini.
Dude, he is growing. He is great.
Hell yeah.
He kind of starts off as a wiener a little bit, like his act, but he just did a power move. Like, he went Tony Soprano in an episode, and it was awesome. It was literally, like, Claudia hasn't seen Sopranos yet. When the scene was happening, I'm like, you don't even know, but he is his dad
got married?
He's his dad right now. Like, holy shit. Yeah, he was, it's really good. And what I love is, it's called Daredevil Reborn, but it's also Kingpin Reborn. And we're seeing more of that.
It's about rebirth.
So it's really cool.
Growth.
It's really cool. And what they're doing with Punisher is.
An afterbirth.
I didn't expect what they were doing with Punisher, but it is. It's getting dark. Like, it's getting Baron really. Gaul. Well, they're bringing. So I didn't realize. This makes a lot more sense. Marvel's been having issues with the last 20 years with Punisher because I didn't realize. But a lot of white supremacists and, like.
Oh, yeah. They gun think fanatics that the Punisher would
are
like
getting
cops,
tattoos.
All that thing.
Of the Punisher logo.
No, that's not how we wanted
so
the
that's
to
why
go.
They even did a version of the Punisher comic without that logo because it's like, so there's a storyline now in Daredevil where rogue cops have a Punisher tattoo on their neck and they're Punishers.
Ooh.
Who canonically hates the police.
Yeah. Right. And again,
I love how some dipshit in reality is being used as a joke.
But it's good. But it's good, man.
It's
when
because
Frank
they've never read the fucking comics.
Yes,
they read it for a
it's
second.
True.
They
it's
saw
true.
A logo. They got it tattooed on their arm. And
yeah.
Now
well,
like,
and Frank.
They now they think they're
the
Punisher.
Headlines. They just read the headlines.
Yeah,
100%.
When
that's
Frank finally,
yeah.
like when Frank finally shows up,
Mr.
right?
Castle.
Like,
it's
Matt,
great. It's great.
Matt calls him about it, and his response. Like again, their whole scene. It very much reminds me of the rooftop. Episode
okay
where it's just them having a dialogue. Is everything okay? That sounded crazy.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to find out,
but Daredevil's great. It's great. I they did something like again every episode is surprised me because it's something I don't expect. Like they went down a whole of a serial killer arc.
Yeah,
and it is fucking awesome.
Well, Daredevil
and it's
should
super
be
dark.
Like street level things, I think.
Well, and what's neat is
he's the friendly neighborhood daredevil in
yeah.
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like Kingpin and him have been playing this game of they don't need each other, but it's at a point now where like they are fueling back off each other and they kind of enjoy it.
Yeah.
And they don't want to, but you're seeing that angle of like.
Gives me
I
something to
this.
Do. Yeah.
I love that you're doing the Leonard Maltin of Daredevil. Like you're reviewing Marvel like real cinema, but it's because they're doing real cinema. Right, like
took
yeah.
long
you can't
enough.
You can't see this in a lot of other
yeah.
Marvel. Like you don't get this.
Oh,
in,
there I'm telling
in
you,
any
like,
of them.
This has to be the bar now from going here on out.
Yeah,
like,
it seems
doesn't matter what you do, whether it's movies, special presentations, this standard of quality of character development. If they bring that to everybody, it'll be every.
Would
it'll
be an
back,
end game?
It'll be an end game for sure.
How many?
Honestly, so far,
yeah,
it's not even done. I'd say 9 out of 10 for sure.
Wow!
If you
it's
even
really good,
I'm
it's
almost
so
through season
good, man.
Three. I'm getting there.
It's so
yeah, I'm slowly.
And you guys are
gonna
appreciate it even more. Like I'm so happy where it's at now. I'm so glad I rewatched the Netflix ones.
Yeah,
because they like it's
they
a,
reference
it's 100%
right?
a continuation, man.
Thank God.
It's 100%.
So it's like this better not be a waste of my time.
Oh, and also no. I just have to say this. This isn't a huge spoiler, but one of my favorite lines to suit up. Matt's just like in his apartment. And he just goes fuck it. And then it just cuts to him suiting up. And I was like, yes! Yeah, like that's something we haven't seen yet. Straight up, fuck it, and just start suiting up.
Thank
pretty
you, Marvel.
Badass.
Thank you,
pretty
Daddy
badass.
Daddy Marvel.
I would love to hear Bruce Wayne go, fuck it, and then suit up. That'd be pretty sweet.
Ben Affleck would have.
Yeah, he definitely would.
I like
would've.
Hearing the F-bomb
dude,
on
it's great.
Show.
It's great.
On a Disney Marvel show.
Especially when they have F-word. They have a whole episode focusing on the Irish mob. It would be so weird to have a whole episode and not one of them swear at least the
F-word. He kicks people's knees backwards.
So, yeah.
If
yeah.
somebody
yeah.
didn't swear when that
oh,
happened,
yeah.
that'd be insane.
Oh, man. It's really... And it's dark. Like, it is way... Like, I'm telling you, Netflix was dark. This one is like, no. We can go dark.
You mean Netflix was dark like you couldn't see
a
it?
A lot of
yeah,
dead bodies.
Yeah, the cinematography.
A lot of dead bodies. A
lot of... And, like, violent, man. Like, Daredevil is like... Basically, like, he's not killing, but, like, Batman, you won't walk and be able to do things again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you guys the choice between either I shit on something today or I praise the hell out of
Let's
something
Let's go nice.
Want to go nice?
You want to go nice? Okay.
The studio is perfect.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I love that.
It is perfect. perfect. It is Babylon in 8 to 10 episodes. It is
the magic. The whole show's out already?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's weekly.
No. Okay, okay.
Good.
But
slow burn it.
Here's the pitch. Seth Rogen is like one of the vice presidents and the aging CEO of the cinema, Catherine O'Hara's character.
Okay.
Who is very much
Columbia.
Yeah, very much based on Patty, the producer with the big
Patty Hearst.
Not Patty Hearst.
Fuck!
I know you're talking about too. Patty something.
Patty
Marshall? Is it Patty Marshall?
Well, I'll get it in the fact check later. But she's based off of a real studio head. Anyways, she gets fired. She is out, and it is day one, and everyone's like, "Who's going to be next? Who's going to be next?"
And it's Rogan.
Seth Rogen calls up, right?
Hilarious.
Guess who Seth Rogen boss played by? Wow, that was all the bad words.
That was weird.
Bryan Cranston, not Brian Cox.
Bryan Cox. Actually,
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cox.
Bryan Cranston.
So some
plays
actors,
the owner of the studio.
So some actors are playing characters, and then
all
some
the actors
are playing
themselves. All the actors are playing themselves.
Oh, that's funny.
They are all
that's funny
them. Selves.
Except for Rogan and Cranston.
And O'Hara, right? Because she's not playing Catherine O'Hara.
Okay.
Patty Jenkins.
Thank you.
Patty Jenkins.
Didn't she make the Wonder Woman movie?
Yes.
That's confusing.
That was her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
And Hurt Locker.
No. Wait.
Yeah.
Is it Patty?
That can't be right.
No, it's not.
Is it not? Hold on. Let me check.
Oh, no. Sorry. Those are two different people.
Patty Jenkins is the director. We're going to get this before we go on here.
So it's worth me getting. I should get Apple Plus just for that.
I know.
Fucking Severance.
Everyone keeps. God damn it. I don't want to get another one.
I know. I don't think I can. I think I'll download them. I think those ones are still pirated.
Amy Pascal.
That is not close at all.
Sony's
was not close at all.
Oh, that's Sony's.
That's
Sony's
crazy.
Big producer. Yeah.
So the short of it is you're watching a new studio head try to make movies in a current day Hollywood.
And it's impossible.
That's great.
And it's impossible.
He wants to make film.
Movies.
Oh, he wants,
movies.
He wants spectacle.
He's the one executive who really wants to do a good job and screws up every time.
He wants to make them the next Oscar.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oscar
gotcha.
So what happens in the first episode?
A masterpiece. Wants to make
exactly.
cinema.
He ends up, first deal is he's told by Cranston's character, we're going to make the Kool-Aid movie.
What?
Oh, that's what those. I keep seeing.
God
those fucking,
damn it!
It's gonna be a $1 billion success.
Oh,
you're gonna
God,
take
so
it,
funny.
Run with it,
like the Pop-Tart movie.
So then he wants to end up making a movie with Martin Scorsese and has lunch with Martin Scorsese.
And he's playing himself.
And Scorsese is being directed. Being directed by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, by the way.
Oh, that's funny.
So
that's so.
This
funny.
Is where it gets fucking meta. So they sit down, and Scorsese wants to make the Jonestown Massacre into a movie.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
And Seth goes...
Because they drank the Kool-Aid.
Because they drank
right,
the Kool-Aid.
They drank
so
the Kool-Aid.
Seth goes,
yeah.
What if we change the title to Kool-Aid? So
it's a great title for that movie.
It's a great title.
A great title.
Right.
But the movie is about the Jonestown Massacre.
Right, so it's not promoting Kool-Aid.
But it is to impress the studio owner about how they got Martin Scorsese to direct
God.
The Kool-Aid movie.
That's
even though,
so
again, it was Flavor-Aid.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Again.
Flavor-Aid.
It was Flavor. Kool-Aid
we
made it
Kool-Aid
very
show.
Clear
well,
it was
would.
Not Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid would definitely
guys.
Want to do
Kool-Aid well. Told us it wasn't Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid.
We don't ship Kool-Aid to
you know
that
what?
Island.
It would have been. It would probably would have been in the movie. This whole part would have been in the Kool-Aid
thank
movie.
You. I wrote it.
Guys, it's half an hour bliss. It's good short programming. It's snappy like.
And it looks like it's made like a movie.
It's made like
a
movie. A
lot of really cool camera shots, too.
Oh,
like,
God.
Especially in the second episode, like the one
the whole
one
second.
Takes,
yeah, the whole the second runners. Episode's a winner.
I saw him awesome. Driving in the dolly on the car. They weren't being towed by another car. That was Seth Rogen driving through the lot.
Yeah.
So it makes. Yeah. Again, I will say, if the kind of theme of it is making movies the way they were made, that's awesome.
It's nuts.
Because that's what they would do. They'd have the actor drive and they'd put a fucking dolly on the car and be like, you're driving.
They care. Like, it's so funny because Goldberg and Rogan care about the satire that comes from an executive who cares about making movies.
Well, they've been dealing with it forever.
Exactly. Yeah. And he said one guy when they first pitched in Hollywood, I heard this in the press, was he said, I got into this business to make movies because I love them, and now I'm paid to ruin them.
Yeah.
That was what one studio executive said to them.
Yeah.
And they went around town and they interviewed everybody at Netflix. Like, they sat down with Sarandos, they sat down with Zaslav, they asked questions, and all of those eccentricities, everybody who's come to them now since the show's been out, they're like, this is anxiety ridden if you're a producer.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes you feel like the impossible. And
Era
fucking.
If you're not a producer, it's anxiety ridden. Like, it's.
Well, it's bare anxiety.
Because you just want it to go well.
I will say one of the classic stories, though, in Hollywood is the story from the producer's perspective.
Yes.
Because it's fucking madness. Like, even The Godfather Show.
Oh, God.
The Offer
yeah.
was all about how really. The producer had the shittiest job on that whole thing, and it was
they were the fixer
every day,
the entire time.
That's what you are. You're just a fixer, right? Like,
shout out though to Canadian royalty, Anne of Green Gables herself, Sarah Pauly.
Yeah, you said
is
yeah.
the director in the Wonner episode.
Oh, that's sick.
Trying to get her one take shot, and Seth Rogen just keeps getting in the fucking
oh,
way
that's
of the
great.
Camera. And Mark's gonna test.
I Joke. Almost stopped watching the show because of that, because I was so mad. I was
it's like
so
pissing
nervous.
You off.
So angry.
Shut the fuck up.
We'll see it. What's
right?
A, what's
I'm not talking. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. Stop talking to me. I'm trying to talk yeah. to you.
Well, and what's so... That's a real thing, is we still, till this day, hear studios get involved, and they fucking ruin movies, or people walk off, because studios don't know what they're doing, man.
But the brilliance of their writing is that this yeah. show is taking place today when it's happening at its peak.
Right, right.
While that's the plot of the story.
Correct. And
at
they're
the
shooting
same time,
water. Yeah.
they're doing the things
yeah.
that make all of us
it's,
go. Like,
it's breaking a fourth wall
oh,
on
God.
Such an awesome level, too.
Like Anthony
right?
Mackie's like, Anthony Mackie in it.
Oh, that's good.
And Charlize Theron throws out.
And Ron Howard is and Ron Howard.
Ron Howard
oh,
is Ron Howard.
I love that. That's great.
Anyways.
Anthony Mackie is Ron Howard.
It is.
Brian Cox is Brian Cox.
Yeah.
I don't care
Thank
what
God.
They do. The subject matter is a 10 out of 10 for me. I don't care where
Beautiful.
They go with
it's
this.
It's nice to have, too, like, the last real show I can think of where it was, like,
Empire.
Movies, but not movies, was Entourage
Sorry.
By the end, right? Like,
I'm named Simon Entourage. Everything yeah. today.
Right?
Empire.
So it's cool to kind of know, show. Like, this is a new and
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
creative let's
it
say
it feels like
and,
right?
and no Jeremy Piven
yeah that's right that's right
it
no
feels
Ari
like
Gold.
It,
no Ari
it feels like Seth Rogen is Vince in this
well I saw
a young studio head navigating his way through
what sold me on it too like I, everything's been great but I just saw an interview this morning with Seth and they asked if any of it is based and he said it's literally everything from he said there's
it's
a
experience.
Story in every episode that is right out of my life either an interaction with that person or very similar.
Well, how fucking...
And that's why he's like, it works.
Well, dude,
is
how
like...
lucky is he that he got to just, like, be around Judd Apatow
yeah.
and got to, like,
yeah.
be cast in these things and
right.
really got to see and learn how these things
and
work.
And very
from,
young.
From, like, 17.
Yeah, like, very young age,
it's insane.
Right? Yeah.
And he's applying everything he knows. Because
even
being...
at that point, Judd was the man.
For sure, for sure. And again, very, like, I look at it now and I'm like very I think Seth Rogen is one of
yeah.
those. You didn't expect it, but fuck yeah, he's rocking it, man.
He is.
He gives a shit.
He really, and he's a great writer. Like, that's why him and Evan continue writing. They're just
yeah.
great writers.
It is.
How many Catherine O'Hara's would you give?
Yeah.
I give it 10 out of 10 crazy fucking Amy Pascal inspirations.
Yeah.
I'm so glad
yeah.
we talked about this. What was the bad thing you wanted to say?
It ends with us.
Oh.
Yeah. I could have told
yeah,
you that
Yeah, we didn't
one.
Need to talk about that.
I told you that. Hey, you know what didn't have any scandals? Wicked.
Martin, what'd you watch this week? I know exactly what he's going to fucking talk about. It was a perfect transition because I know what he's
well
going to review.
Well done, buddy.
I watched Wicked. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's great, eh?
It's a
really
good movie.
I'll give it this. Like, I could see where Mike
Jimmy,
was
can you
coming
pass
from.
Me that while you guys talk?
I can kind of see where Mike was coming from about not finishing it, but, like, the first... I want to see the first maybe 45 minutes. I was like, is this fucking incel story just going to be done already? Like,
yeah,
I just
yeah,
don't
yeah.
want this to happen.
For
sure. I'm bored.
What, there's an incel story? Oh, my God.
Glinda.
I got to go back to this.
Like,
for sure.
Glinda is Glinda. Like, why are they harping on Glinda? This guy have
yeah.
a personal vendetta Rich. With Frank Baum, like the guy who created The Wizard of Oz. Like,
yeah,
what's
yeah,
going
yeah.
on here?
Yeah.
But no, it picks up. It's great. The musical numbers are great. I think, like I said, I think we mentioned this yesterday during the chat. Like, alone, it's worth watching just for the art direction.
Agreed.
Yes. Yeah.
Agreed.
Props,
agreed.
Costumes.
Agreed.
Like, amazing. Like,
one of the
amazing.
Coolest. I wasn't a fan of the song, but I loved the choreography. Was that guy, the like main guy, going
oh,
through?
Fierro.
Yeah, going through the library, and the fact that those were actual
that was
like
cool. that reminded me
right?
of Inception.
It was so cool. It was
yeah,
really
I love
dope.
That.
They're
that
like
awesome.
In a gear while it's moving in a clock, but they're dancing with it as it's turning.
It's a library.
Yeah,
it's
essentially in a library.
I'm sorry,
so
I didn't watch it all.
Dude,
it was
like,
so
you gotta,
cool.
It's with
really
how much
wild.
You like how movies are made.
Yeah,
you
this one's wild.
I know.
This one's wild.
I didn't even know Peter Dinklage was in it.
Yeah. Yeah, he
was guys,
good.
You guys know, like,
it's annoying how
sometimes
well
you just
made.
Don't want to watch it's a kind good. Of thing at a certain, like.
Yeah, no,
like,
I totally get it.
Like, there was a time where I was like, I don't want to watch funny shit because I'm not in a funny mood, right?
Yeah, yeah, no, totally.
So, like,
totally.
And
if a movie is just everywhere I look, it's like on, like, merchandise, it's posters, and I'm not into it, it just makes me hate it a little bit more because I'm like, I feel like you're shoving it down my throat a little bit.
And by the time
right?
I'm ready, fucking the second one will be out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll be like, nope, not again.
But I'll be kind of jealous that you can just dive right into the next
one. I did the same thing with Avatar.
Yeah,
like,
I still
like,
don't like Avatar.
Suck my dick, Avatar.
Avatar sucks.
Yeah,
it does. But you know how it's
not good.
Martin,
what do you think of Gold?
Like, what I want to do with this, I want to, like, for this, now I really want to see the musical because I
yeah,
want to see
too.
How they do that live.
Yeah,
me too.
I agree.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
How do they do that live?
I agree.
How do they do that spinning thing? Like,
yeah.
What is,
that's yeah. an excellent
Or,
thought,
like,
Martin.
How much of it was newly innovated because they had a
right,
movie?
Right, because it can't be the
new
exact
movie.
Same.
Yeah. So
oh, shit, it's a movie. What are we going to do now?
Also,
anything
too,
we want.
Is, I again, right. I'm a big, like, I think everybody-
You are big.
Everybody, our generation, I think one of the first movies we watched as a kid was Wizard of Oz. So Wizard of Oz was something that I still get fascinated
it
about.
It is a huge dog year in the world of cinema because that's black and white to color.
Well, and that
right.
was the
so
thing,
that's
right?
a lot
it's
of
like,
things. For...
Whether you like it or not, whether you've seen it or not, it is so pinnacle to cinema history because
you legally
of that
can't
reason.
Not like it.
Yeah,
yeah, you're not allowed to if you like movies.
Also,
like the writer
like,
does take a lot, like a huge amount of liberties.
For sure.
The
for
actual
sure.
IP of Wizard of Oz.
Yes,
but
right.
If
yes.
you think about it as like, see, with these movies, like these alternate reimagining, I like to think of it as like this is an alternate universe
yeah,
where
totally.
The witch and Glinda become friends. Like that's
yeah.
the alternate universe.
Right.
Because
yeah.
in the Wizard of Oz, there was no hint
no.
that ever happened.
No.
Like that
it's
was
fanfic.
So uncharacteristic, but
yeah,
you could see like, this is the alternate take on it.
They tried, they kind of tried to do it right in the beginning because someone's like, weren't you guys roommates? And Glinda kind of is like, oh yes. yeah, it was a time yeah. ago, and you're like, yeah, like five months ago.
I don't know. If I
Gold,
like...
What did you think of Goldblum as Oz?
That's I like. I
think that's
what?
The role for
it
him.
It worked really
My
well.
Jeff
forever.
He can't do no wrong.
He can't do no
Jeff
wrong.
Can't
yeah.
do no wrong.
Well, and they also
wrong.
Knew what they were
yeah,
doing
so
when
I
they casted
Oz.
Him. They were
and
like,
yes.
we want you to just be.
What
Jeff.
I love too is like, because you know, in the original like. The original version of The Wizard of Oz was limited by a lot of technology and what it could do with sets.
Agreed.
And
yeah,
and,
it killed people.
Now,
it
with
killed
the way
a little person.
Emerald City, like that's where
yeah.
it started to get good for me. Once they went to Emerald City, I'm
Correct.
Like, oh
yeah.
fuck, this looks amazing. Like,
yeah,
this
and the cool. I liked the like in The Wizard of Oz, the it's more an illusion of like a projection of him, but this is like a fucking machine,
oh,
and
yeah.
it was
well,
so cool.
That's what the guy,
right.
like, the guy who came, across
yeah.
was an inventor,
right?
So
who came?
And it makes sense.
Came.
And also, too, I loved the idea that Elphaba is actually the hero. And they need to
Me
make
too.
Her the villain because she knows Oz's big secret before we all do.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
makes total
yeah.
sense, man.
Well, now I'm not seeing
She's
it.
Not the villain.
She's not. I mean, again,
as, not
an
a villain.
As an animal lover, when the story started becoming more about, like, someone's killing the animals, I'm like, who the fuck's killing these animals?
Yeah. What
the fuck
is going on?
Yeah, like, catch what the fuck? Fuckers. Who the fuck's doing that? And I think that tiger is supposed to, or that lion is supposed to be the lion. That's why he's a coward.
Maybe.
That's why he's a coward.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense. He's hiding alone in the forest by himself,
yeah,
not raised.
And that's where
he'd
she finds
be a coward.
Her. That's where she finds
The one thing
himself.
I didn't like was
what'd you die?
The ending. I didn't like the cliffhanger. I'm like, fuck off. Like, just
yeah.
give me the
well,
because
they knew they were getting a sequel.
See, and I didn't know that. So I was like, oh, does it just go into Wizard of Oz? Claudia's like, no, there's another part. And I was like,
yeah.
what?
I'm like, Les Mis doesn't have another part. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
And Hathaway's back. Mike, what did you...
I just wanted to say that uh-huh. I came home and Shauna and her mom were watching it.
Yeah.
And I sat down uh-huh. and caught the... What's the one she sings to her?
I want to be popular.
That one.
Oh,
I saw that. I saw that start to finish.
That's a good one.
Popular.
I am fine when I'm wrong. It's a position I'm used to being in.
Oh, yeah.
I sat there and watched as much until they were done watching, right?
Uh-huh.
I wasn't
yeah.
going to fight to keep it on, but
right.
guys, we're not there yet. But like, I looked up and was like, I stopped editing. I stopped fucking around and I paid attention and was
yeah.
like, I can see what the draw is.
We got
for sure.
Right?
For sure.
So now I think it just needs to be 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning with a cup of tea
there
and a blanket and I'll
That's
find,
a summer day.
Right?
That's even a summer
if,
morning movie.
Even
you,
if you watch
you get
it
what
in
I'm
bits,
saying. Like,
I absolutely do.
Where I've watched it in bits.
Yeah,
and
The
I'm
Irishman.
Like, okay, this is actually pretty good.
I'm cleaning the house today. It's spring. I'm doing spring cleaning.
Right.
I'm going to put Wicked on.
Great. Schindler's List. Why not?
That's yeah, iRobot.
See, I get down with Schindler's List in spring break.
I had to watch Schindler's List for film class, and let me tell you, when that movie ended, our prof just went, okay, guys, go home.
We won't think about that at all. Yeah. Yeah. You're right, prof. Yeah.
We're not going to discuss it tonight. You guys go home, and it's like, fuck.
Have a think.
Take a beat. Yeah. Take a beat. Yeah. Martin, how many
white Ariana Grandes at his end do you get?
I'll give it like eight white Ariana Grande
out
of 10. Or eight ruby red slippers out of 10.
Yeah.
That's more accurate, yeah.
Bingo. Wow, that's a great week of fucking cinema and TV to watch. Yeah.
It was a good week.
It was a good week. Martin, what time is it?
Debate time.
At my signal. Unleash hell. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy's ass to.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Yes, listener. As Jimmy mentioned at the top of the show, we are each going to present to you what we think the next video game adaptation should be. Did we all think show, or did some of us have movie?
I think it can be
either or. It's fine. Yeah,
I think I said show, but it doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't
like
matter.
Whatever you want to do is it doesn't is fine.
Matter.
Yeah, but yeah, with HBO kicking it with The Last of Us, which
the like, show format seems to be working.
It does.
Yes,
Craig Mazin.
That's the only reason that it was the main thought.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
doing well.
Well, yeah. and it's out by the time like it's out now. I think
why
like,
I thought of this
out
idea,
in a week. I think
again, credit for me.
Yes, sorry, Jimmy. Before.
Is remember this beautiful time when every single movie got a PS2 game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you remember
yeah.
that
Thank
beautiful
you, Tomb
time?
Raider.
I had
and
some
now
of those.
It's becoming the opposite. It's done a fun switch.
Yeah.
Every video game should get a beautiful
yeah.
TV show or
yeah.
movie.
Yeah.
It's time.
I didn't think about that.
You're right. Yeah.
That's why I thought of it.
90s and early 2000s was like, let's make everything a video game.
Yeah. They yeah. took every
There was
fucking
a Buffy
movie.
Video game with Michelle Geller.
Aladdin.
Like, there was everything.
They flooded the market. They flooded
they
the market.
Flooded
yeah,
the
did.
Market.
Shit.
It was
they
an
did.
E.T. video game.
It's
kind of like
a lot of shit.
Kind of like what Marvel did. Marvel flooded the market. There was too much. They didn't focus on quality. They focused on quantity.
Yep. Totally.
Just to
For
get
well,
it
and I think
For
we're
sure.
more forgiving with video games becoming something where a book seems a little overdone right now, but video games are new and they've been screwed so badly. They've been left out in the cold that, you know,
Assassin's Creed.
Right? Right? Original Super Mario, guys, are we forgetting? Right? Like, I mean,
John
as much
Leguizamo,
as I love the original Super Mario, but it's a hot piece of garbage.
Oh, you don't like Dennis Hopper as Bowser?
Or... Like Bob Hoskins,
yeah,
right?
Bob
like,
Hoskins.
May
is
he
great.
Rest in peace.
I disintegrated. Oh, that was one
Anyways,
of my favorite.
You're, but you're
so
all,
there's a lot of fantastic adaptations. I'm excited for the new Mortal Kombat.
Oh my god,
so am I? Ever.
I'm glad it got a sequel.
The fact that
very happy
we didn't even get a tournament, and then the second one's gonna be all a tournament.
Oh, they spent that whole movie was talking about the fucking tournament, and then there was no tournament.
But I mean, now watching them back to back, it'll be like okay.
There
I
we
see
go.
What you
yeah,
did
I know,
there.
Right?
I
it's gonna be worth it.
Yeah.
Thank
I
God
so.
They got a sequel. Do you think they knew they were gonna get
so,
one?
So was one of the
oh,
ballsiest
easily. I
things.
Think they probably did.
They
because it didn't perform that well.
Well, originally they were. It was two picture deal, but then COVID, right? It was a COVID movie.
Oh.
So then what happened was it dominated on streaming and VOD.
Of course.
So
it
they're
did.
Like, okay. Yeah.
I watched it
there
twice.
There was a crowd.
Oh, man,
yeah,
I bought
it.
It was great.
It's
fucking love.
It's so good.
I don't mind the new character that they introduced to like bring the audience in.
He actually worked. He actually worked okay.
We always get a new character because
he
in the
wasn't
game.
A huge focus. It was still about everybody else, but he was there to just like
oh, it's about
bring
Kano.
Us in.
Oh, the movie's about fucking Kano.
I got fucking laser beams. That's better than fucking fireballs, you pussy. That's one of my favorite lines ever in that
that's
movie.
He was the comedic.
He
effect.
Was so good.
Oh, he's great.
Jimmy, because this is your baby, we're only here today because of you. We only exist because you exist.
Thank you.
I grovel still not at the temple of Skinner.
Still not enough.
So I'm going to judge this week.
So you're judging this week.
But I'll tell you guys my idea.
Yeah. You start first.
Tell you guys my idea. I went with Spyro the Dragon, the movie. Yeah. I fucking loved these games.
Yeah.
That purple fucker, he was
God. And I get a lot of these games are the same, you know, like Ratchet and Clank and Jack and Daxter and Sly Cooper and then Spyro the Dragon. It's all the same
Those
thing.
Those are different?
It's a platformer where you collect things and you kill little guys.
Yeah.
It's the same idea.
But who doesn't want to be a little dragon?
Exactly. So
little dragon.
I'll go through how I went through this.
Yeah.
First, it almost actually got a movie in 2008.
Really?
That's true. Yeah, it did.
The script leaked for it online, and I read a bit of it to figure out what I wanted to do for this.
That's great.
I think it's fantastic. Almost got it. I think they're still pushing for it, and with they just released a Reignited trilogy for everybody, so they're hoping.
And
it gets
retro
a little
gaming
bit more
is now coming.
You know what?
Back.
I think Sonic is making them more open to making movies with kind of characters.
That's where
like
I was going to go with this. I was going to make it in that kind of style where it's not live action, but parts of it are still animated, and just have James Marsden be like a guy.
Yeah. Like Chippendale, we were talking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. James Marsden is just the guy. Yeah. The guy that's in a car with another animated character.
Almost
every single movie.
Yeah.
I thought Brad Bird should direct this.
Oh,
Like Incredibles, Iron Giant.
Yeah.
The voice acting I learned, I was going to go with somebody cool. I wanted to go with the original voice actor for Spyro because I thought just taking the guy from the game, and I get that doesn't have
like
a lot of
Mario
star
drama
power.
With
yeah,
but it doesn't have a lot of star power, right? And then I looked at who it is. It's Tom Kenny, the guy from fucking Mr. Show. He voices SpongeBob.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah,
that's so funny.
And Justin Long has voiced Spyro in multiple projects.
That's amazing.
And Elijah Wood, for a lot of it.
That's
has
amazing.
Voiced Spyro.
So you could get all three of them.
Oh,
back.
I was like, I just have my pick between anybody, and I think I don't know. Elijah Wood, I think, would be perfect.
That's great.
That's how you get star
I see
power
him as a dragon after
two, right?
You know rings and.
It's heavy, Sam.
It'd just be
Sam.
So.
Help.
It'd be so easy, and then you know you got your villains and stuff and your side characters and whatnot. I don't have to dive in too far to that. I was just surprised this actually got a movie. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, especially for 2008. Not a lot that I can remember is being like that. That's a gamble.
They almost made it 3D for some reason. I think that's probably what killed
2008
the budget.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Avatar.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. And everything after. I dig it. I would have
in like
I
a
mean,
Sonic the Hedgehog kind of style.
Yeah.
Well, and,
I like
know,
that.
Like to your point, like you
and
know,
with Brad Bird's writing, very clever, very quick.
How to Train My Dragon, My Pet Dragon.
Dragonheart.
A dragon movie can be done.
A dragon movie is
and
you got Sean Connery to do a voice of a dragon. They could definitely do
it. Our age group that, you know, have children will bring their kids to this movie because they've played Spyro.
Yeah, for sure.
Baked in audience.
And I don't even think the kids will have to play the game to understand it. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Because the story's baked into the movie.
And purple dragon, you're in.
Yeah, you're in.
And it's the Sonic Hedgehog type thing. Where
exactly.
Like,
same style.
He's the...
Maybe he's pulled into our world, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
James Marsden.
That'd be funny if instead of James it's Justin Long. And he's resentful.
That'd be great.
He's resentful to the dragon a little.
That's a fantastic idea.
You know, I voiced you at one point.
Like Apple
That's a great idea.
Mac.
Yeah.
Justin
yeah.
Long could be the guy. We love Long.
We do love Long.
All right, Jimmy. So we did pick an order beforehand.
That's a great. I love that. I fucking watch that. That's
love
great.
The games. I don't know. Did you guys play them at all?
Yeah, they were
I
awesome.
I played Spyro.
Yeah. Very fun. Spyro.
Very fun.
Spyro was like a demo game. I remember.
Oh, it came with your
Toys R Us if you were going to go in and play while your mom shopped.
But
like,
but Jimmy, you said it. It's like if you played Crash, you played Spyro.
Right.
Like they were in that league.
Shocked that hasn't gotten a movie or TV show yet either.
Yeah. For sure, yeah.
Martin, before we go on here, any final thoughts from out in the land of
Legend? No, I like it. I love Spyro.
Yeah.
Like you said, that was one of the demo games he got, and after that, I'm like, I'm gonna rent this at Blockbuster and learn it, and then play it on my Japanese PlayStation.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And it's legacy character, right?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, our generation is going to love it. The new generation is going to love it. Everybody loves this fucking game.
Yeah, I have a hard time.
Spyro's too fun.
And what better time than to bring people's love for Spyro back than to do something like that?
The trilogy
like,
just came back. I've been playing it. I fucking aced the whole first one, and now I'm getting through the second.
I think
second.
It was like the first game I played with Shauna, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
It's fun, man. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Spot for Spyro. All right. So do you want to go on the order?
Yeah,
selected?
Let's do the order.
Okay. All right. So that, yes, Charles.
All right. My pick's a lot darker than Spyro. The game I picked is Heavy Rain. Came out in 2010.
For a listener who might not know, and me.
Yeah, so it's 2010, came out for the PlayStation 3. It's from a company called Quantic Dream, and this company specializes in making games like, do you remember Choose Your Adventure books?
Yes. Yeah.
If you do this, turn to page 85. That's how they do
it's
their whole game.
It's a visual novella is what they
call
it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's, and they have absolutely killed the formula. Like, it's amazing. And what's neat is the game could last.
You had me at picture flipbook.
The game could last anywhere from 3 hours to like 15.
It's kind of like Detroit Becoming Human.
Yeah, it's the same company. Kind of, same company. Yeah. That,
is it like Until Dawn at all?
Yeah. Okay. Like, it's in that sense of like you still are controlling a character to walk around, but like.
Is it like Killer Instinct?
Love
Detroit,
not at all
Become
like
Human.
So it's the same
company. Detroit.
Same company.
What? Detroit, what?
That made Detroit Become Human. It's that. That's their most recent game. So yeah, and then they made another after Heavy Rain. They made Beyond Two Souls with Elliot Page.
I've
heard
of that
Ellen
one.
Page at the time, but Elliot Page and William Dafoe were the two leads in that. Sweet. Like, they got big act. Yeah.
What?
So yeah.
Wow.
So Heavy Rain is basically
great.
It's a master. Like, it is absolutely
is it like an
amazing.
Anthology series.
So it's a murder mystery.
Okay.
It's a murder mystery. There's a serial killer called the Origami Killer because he leaves an origami figure at every kill.
God, that's time-consuming for him.
Yeah, seriously.
And that, well, and it's even darker.
Does he pre-fold or does he fold on the fly?
That's what I mean.
The reason why it's called Heavy Rain is the game basically takes place over a week, and it's because this specific killer kidnaps kids and puts them in a storm drain. And Seattle, I believe it's Seattle.
If it rains a lot, it's probably Seattle.
It is Seattle. So Seattle has like periods where it'll rain consistently for like a week. And by
Vancouver too.
And Vancouver, yeah. And
20 minutes north of Seattle.
By the end of the week, the storm drain fills up. And
awful.
It's very dark.
That's
very
like
dark.
Bone collector shit.
So, yes.
Ooh,
I love that
movie.
Sorry, it's, Charles, Philadelphia, not
Oh, Philly.
Seattle.
Okay, Philly.
Philly.
So love the way bone that collector. I was looking at this of adapting it is I love the game for not only because it's about you play three different characters. One is the dad's or the son. The dad of the son that's been kidnapped.
Okay.
So you play part of the story from his perspective. You play another part from a journalist who is like
trying to solve the case.
She's trying to be. She's not. She doesn't work for an actual. She's like a freelance. But this is the story that's going to get her her break. And then you play a private eye who has taken. He's been hired by a victim's family to look into it.
This is crazy.
So you play their three perspectives, and like I said, you can make decisions where like they can die early. Each character is in a situation where you can let them die. The game's 3 hours.
Right.
And then there's an insane ending. You can go, one of them lives, two other die, all of them live, and they're so different. So what I love about it is it's such a dark, good, amazing story. The characters are amazing, the story. But again, what I love about it is that whole choose your adventure.
Yeah.
Because it gives you, from a video game's perspective, you always want to have replay value in your video games. This one is like, you have to.
It's full of it.
Yeah, like if you really want the full
required
experience.
Required by.
So what I thought would be cool is to adapt it for a show. They could film a 10-episode, like you watch it in this order, blah, blah, blah. Or they could do a Bandersnatch style.
Bandersnatch.
Where as you're watching it, you do pick those decisions. And again, the whole show could last 2 hours.
They tried that once or, and then never again.
Yeah, because I think.
And it was such a good idea.
I think because filming wise, this would be like a fucking 2-year shoot.
A lot of work.
Probably. You know, like just saying like.
But like they don't have the money to do it.
Totally. Totally. But yeah, that would
it's
be.
HBO, guys.
For people that want to play it or want to watch it and are fans of the game, they can do the Bandersnatch route. For people that are just like, I just want to be. Take it on a journey and
you
do it for me.
You can watch the walkthrough.
Right. You can watch one that the directors and writers have agreed. This is the main overall story that we love, our
if
favorite.
If we continue, this will be the continuation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, again.
So everybody's watch experience is different.
Correct.
But it starts at the same
and
point.
Then you could also have those, like, fanatics that are like, oh, I watched the whole, like, 16. Like, I watched every possible outcome.
I don't need to even pitch.
That's the idea,
you.
Right? So, if you can get people to do that, then it
worked. Yeah. Right. And again, Bandersnatch proved that it can work. This would obviously be a much larger scale, but Bandersnatch proved it. It's an engaging way to watch something like that.
I think it's just before its time. I don't think a lot of people are ready
you're probably
for
right.
That.
And when this game came out, like, Martin, you can agree, it was ahead of its
that's
time.
That's way ahead.
Like,
oh,
I was working at Rogers Video, and people would come in asking for a game recommendation. I would tell them. I'm like, the play style is very different, This is one of my favorite games. Three different times that a guy come in within the hour. I fucking hate this game because not into the. I get it. It's not for everybody. It's not a play style.
So like, what would you do in that scenario?
Oh, I literally, I'd be like, fine. Like, if go pick something. I'm not just gonna give
Here's
you a credit.
$6.99.
Go get something else, and we'll switch it. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm not giving you a credit because you're a little bitch. And you just don't want to play because it's different.
You hear that? You're a little bitch.
You asked for a recommendation, asshole.
Well, because Telltale came after too, and this is very like This is like a Telltale game.
Yeah, like they
interesting.
Quantum Dream basically said we'll take that aspect because again, their games take 7 years to make. Like their last game was Detroit Become Human, and I think that was 2017. Phenomenal. And same thing. I during COVID was like, okay, I'm gonna beat this game all the because it's even longer than Heavy Rain. And it was totally worth it. Like, again, you can have a story where you're like, wow, that was super fucking sad. Nobody wins. Or you can have one where you're like, oh, my God.
Puppies and rainbows.
Everything got, like, the people that should have had a happy ending blah, blah, blah. Like, it's so wild. But, yeah, I think with the Bandersnatch, like, style, I think that could really work as a TV show. And that could be their thing that people would at least give it a go.
It's the gimmick. It's the new it's the new pitch.
Yeah.
It's pitch. I think that's...
How many storm drains, Charles? How many storm drains?
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, and that's the thing, right? Like, if they, I mean, Last of Us is like, I don't think anybody that hasn't played the game, everyone's excited for season two, but like, giddy fuck up. It's a tough.
Buckle up.
Yeah,
it's
buckle
insane.
Up. Yeah. So, if Last
Wait,
of
how
Us.
Many, can I just ask, how many people have played Last of Us in that room?
I have.
I think
Michael, have you?
Michael hasn't, I don't think.
I'm in the same boat as what happened with Game of Thrones with Martin, where Martin's like, fucking wait, buddy.
Oh, I'm dude. Yeah.
Just wait.
But if
Shut
you
up
get a
wait.
Chance, like, I'm pretty, like, play the, like, Last of Us is, like, again.
It's a PS4 game. That's what it was made for. So you
anything,
should, I would honestly recommend it.
Anything Amazing. Naughty Dog makes, I recommend. Anything Quantic Dream. And again, Quantic Dream.
Just the names alone made me want to buy their Naughty Dog games.
All their games are worth a play because of how much time they put into them, right? Like, you have
to. It takes them forever to make a game.
You have to respect them, though. Like, it is such a process, but it is so goddamn amazing.
Listen,
and no
making
one's making games,
games into
like
movies
that.
All the time. They're making games into movies all the time.
Totally.
I think the Bandersnatch thing is a little bit ahead of its time.
Yeah, it just
like
you
said, Mike.
Yeah.
I think it's very possible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great idea.
And again, don't force people. I get it. Like, I don't want people being like, I couldn't watch the show. Blah blah blah. Have a version.
Honestly, I think
they just watch it.
Right.
You just watch
once
it.
Once VR gets more mainstream, I could see Heavy Rain as like a VR.
Well, God,
wouldn't
VR.
That be kind of the stand? I feel like VR. That's a good place to play around with that because, again, that's the whole VR
that's
experience.
What VR, that's
you're
what,
in it.
That'd be scary.
Right?
Like Bandersnatch in VR would have been. I think that would have been the way to go for Bandersnatch.
And one of my
that's what it's missing. That's what it's missing.
One of my favorite Bandersnatch options was the one where you're like, I can't remember what it is, but when you click it, it's the most insane fight scene in the office, and they're like throwing fucking scissors at it, like that. Like that's what I mean is you can have something that's like. Holy shit, this ended on such an insane note. Or like, wow, that was super sad.
Dude, your possibilities
realistic.
Are
Yeah.
Endless.
Again, I don't know what the production requirements would be with something like this scope, but it's doable. It's doable.
Michael?
My offering, Jimmy?
Yes.
So, yeah, I Charles said Earthworm Jim in the chat. That's where I went initially.
Yeah.
Because I thought a, like, an Archer-style Earthworm Jim.
Yeah.
That.
Because Earthworm Jim was dark and odd.
It was a comic. Like I didn't know games could be that funny.
I did,
you know,
and
stupid.
And it's you're throwing pigs and you have a blaster and you're an Earthworm. Like it's
and
absurd.
Fish are like your fish are your villain. Like
3 hours. It was so that's where I went and I was like, okay, live action or like. Some sort of like a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle style of animation, like just where we DreamWorks artist.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, I'm forgetting something. I'm forgetting what taught me how to game. I'm forgetting
you're
what
going
taught
back
me
to your
do.
Roots.
Well, it was what taught me I love first person shooters, which we can't forget. I believe it's Ubisoft Call of Duty.
I think it's Activision.
Is it Activision?
Activision.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just played it like five minutes ago. It's before the podcast.
Nice.
Mike's making a war movie.
So, yeah. Well, what I'm making is...
Mike's making Band of Brothers.
With Mark Wahlberg playing every
Jimmy,
character.
It's funny that you say that. It's because...
No, Josh Duhamel. It's Josh Duhamel.
What I loved about The Wire was that it was the same thing, but it was always different. So it was anthology, right?
Yeah.
And what I loved about Band of Brothers was that it had history behind it and interviews, right? So I thought, let's throw those two things together. and do Call of Duty as an anthology series.
Okay.
But you use World Wars to tell the stories like we have in the games. So our first season is a Band of Brothers World War II. Right? Gotcha.
You're not going to start with World War I?
Well, you can.
No one World, likes War, World War One was lame.
I mean,
1917 was good.
World War One.
Oh yeah, that's true.
World War One not as violent as World War II. I'm totally kidding. Yeah. That's bullshit. But what I thought,
I grew up in World War II. So, I didn't
Mike,
know World
you've
War
had
War.
Trench foot.
Yeah, I still do. No, let me start with my title. So my title is Call of Duty War Stories. It's a military drama war thriller, right? So you've got. We're going to do five seasons. Our showrunners are two of the greatest. We're going to use Craig Mazin, and we're going to use Tony Gilroy.
I like that. Wow. So you went into the pitch meeting to the producer being like, we're going to do five seasons.
Yeah, I did. Right off the hop. So
the first season will be so big, it'll pay for the other
season.
Don't
worry about the other four.
It's designed to explore the personal struggles, heroism, and horrors of war between all of these different stories. So I kind of thought of each game, and it's Band of Brothers meets Call of Duty for season one, right? This is where I'm like, give me your sacrifice, give me your stories, and give me your scars. Give me the old guys doing the stories.
Yeah.
But
you're
now,
running out of World War II vets to talk to, Mike.
Well, we got
to
do this fast.
AI.
But it's
God damn it.
It's a throwback to the one of the greatest nations or one of the greatest ages that's still alive, that's still with us, that can still tell those stories. So I figure that's a great place to start. Moving into season two. Season two is Black Ops. It's espionage and conspiracies. Okay, so this whole season.
Who killed JFK?
This we go to like the Cold War era.
Me.
Yeah.
Where you've got Russia versus America. You've got.
Yeah.
Isn't that now?
It's never stopped. But like you're playing on
the Cuban Missile
Crisis. No, the
Missile Crisis.
The Black Ops game, the first one and its story were fantastic. So
right.
Yep. You could
yeah.
So it, and we advance.
Reznov's not real.
Now what I want to do here is I want each season to have characters that are maybe related to each other. So the grandsons of the guys in season one are now the soldiers in season two.
Oh,
so
I
you
see.
Have a through line.
Right.
Attached each.
There's like heritage attached.
There's
to
heritage.
It. Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
history. There's under different commands. There's different battalions. Everybody's somehow tied to the same unit because no matter what happens in Call of Duty, you kind of always get back to like Price and Archie and all those guys. Like
at its core,
that core group of soldiers. So I thought with The Wire, how The Wire is that season one's the cops, but season two's the dock workers, but the cops are still investigating the dock workers.
Yeah.
You're just adjacent characters, right?
Yeah.
They kind of fall into each
other's
world.
When do you do the No Russian episode?
No Russian episode as we move into modern warfare, which is tactical war. Okay,
wow.
It's a tactical war drama. So as you move through your loadouts, your kits, all of your characters in the show, you're playing with guns, you're playing with the tech, you're playing with the satellites that came from the game. But you're getting like a hardcore Harry first person view cut in.
Sweet.
Every so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can have like a oner, but
it's
in the first.
Henry.
Sorry, thank you.
Henry? Love it.
He's trying to appeal to me.
I am.
Hardcore Henry's a good one.
It's working.
But as the age of war advances, so does the quality of the television.
Yeah.
Right? Like
you
might have a little bit of a grittier, darker, more blood riddled story in World War II. Where you've got a cleaner, more surgical war in season three.
Okay.
And then season four is future warfare. It's sci-fi and combat. It's Black Ops 2 meets Advanced
Warfighter.
I played a lot of Advanced Warfare.
Yeah. So
is Gary Oldman in that one?
No,
I think
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, yeah.
Yeah, so it's much worse.
So he gets killed off immediately.
He does die, but it takes
John
a while.
John Snow's in one of them too, isn't he?
I can't remember which
one. Shit, man. They got a big cast.
Yeah, I remember Advanced Warfare. Though.
Black Ops and Advanced Warfare is like private military.
Right.
Guys who are breaking the law. Like
yeah,
that
you get
side
exo
of
suits and
right?
shit. It's pretty sweet.
So it's like off-grid. Like, you
it's
know,
off-grid,
it's, yeah,
bad,
yeah.
the bad dark side.
Gotcha.
Right?
It was received horribly.
Yeah.
I had fun. I thought it was great.
It sounds like fun. Why not?
And then lastly is Season 5, which is Warzone, based on the multiplayer, right?
Right.
The big open world.
Gotcha.
Where like it's just a bunch
Verdansk.
Of... Like exactly, but you've got like top tier one guys who have gone through it, PTSD, broken, only good for battle. Like they've been trained at the high. They're the
now they're in groups of four and they're trapped in this Russian town.
Whatever you want, but
amazing.
You just take your stories from your video games and you attach them to real world battle plans, real history, right? Tied in because sitting there playing a first person shooter is all well and good and it's fun and stuff. We all love that, but like. What if you took this show and added some depth to it?
Mm-hmm.
You added what, like, who sacrificed what side of the battle they were on, what they did, little factoids and
interesting.
Shit like that. Basically, it's a no-brainer because it's something for everybody. it's the anthology series, so you're like, I'm done in 10.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. So it's 5 seasons of game-inspired play and action and Kit telling the story of the original soldiers of World War II.
Kit Harington.
And their... Sure.
That's it.
There was a dragon somewhere. But telling the story of the original guys on Omaha Beach in World War II.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Getting to today and
Juno
maybe,
Beach.
Maybe their grandson or maybe the unit they inspired in World War II is now being used in season 5.
We do Juno Beach.
Would you do a bonus season that's zombies?
That'd be sweet.
I know that's a big thing
well,
in the Call of Duty
community. I was about to end my time.
They'd be begging you for that.
Yeah.
By saying that
Mr. 5 seasons.
A animated spin-off first-person shooter zombies game would come with.
You're just going to do Zombies the Game?
Zombies the Game.
God Call of damn. Zombies.
But we're gonna duck hunt.
Did they do that? What was that movie called with the zombies in World War II? What was that movie called?
Oh, was the Dead.
Oh,
Dead Snow.
Yeah.
Dead Snow.
Dead Snow. Yeah.
And
sweet.
Then they did one recently.
It's recent.
Oh.
Or like maybe
fuck, man. It was so good. I know exactly what you're talking
one.
About.
It was a great
Dead
movie.
Snow is the one in Germany.
It's an actual name. It's the actual name of what a German project was
ahead,
called. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It came out like...
Oh, I know what you're fucking talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
oh
about.
Oh, my God. It's
insane.
So good.
It's so
the
good.
The dude snaps
yeah.
his head back.
Remember in like the mega Nazi
Overlord,
like...
Overlord.
That
movie's
that
fucking
was
awesome.
So good.
That's so good.
It was basically...
Call of Duty Zombies.
Yeah, it was basically the closest thing to Call of Duty Zombies for sure. That movie's so good.
Like, you know how the Boys had their animated spinoff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not going to do zombies. It's expensive, but we're going to do an animated zombies where you can shoot the zombies on the screen like
I gotta
Hunt.
Go home and watch that movie.
Yeah,
I do too actually.
It's so good.
But
sweet.
Anyways, yeah, that's my pitch. It's
good.
Overlord's Band of Brothers meets the
I will be honest, that if they were to do a Call of Duty show, that I would be more interested than just it being Call of Duty the show.
Yeah,
like, you know what
it's,
I mean?
That's the story yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my point is the story in Call of Duty in the story mode.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's
well, follow the same characters for well, it just depends on which one you do. But
yeah, if you
like
step
in
outside
the, in
and
Black Ops,
yeah,
it's all the same characters.
Right,
and if you step out and do Ghost, you've got some family mixed in
yeah,
with
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Right?
That'd
like
be
you've
sweet.
Got a lot of shit. But like, I thought it would be cool that game is taking from so much. All right, here's where it came from. Right?
Yeah, yeah,
instead
yeah.
of just being a kid, a 12-year-old.
And it's more about a story than just the fact that like there's war.
Yeah,
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 yeah, yeah. Right. Like it's
West Wing.
It's shit, exactly Martin
Dude.
Sheen.
It's like a it's a good Michael Bay movie. That's what it is.
Sure,
that
yeah,
game.
Right.
When Michael Bay works, it works, man.
It
works.
It works.
But
all right,
anyways.
Martin.
So I chose Metal Gear Solid for mine.
Such a
beautiful
choice.
Just
beautiful.
Show of hands, how many people have played the Metal Gear Solid games?
Yeah,
oh, it's been
it?
A,
Mike,
I still
you?
Own
I've,
them.
I've it's been a while, them. But I played like.
Snap!
Can't believe it, all of them?
I can't believe it hasn't had a movie or TV
I, it
show
kills
yet.
Me that Snake. 4 hasn't gotten a remake yet. 4 is like one of my all-time
well,
favorites.
Well, no, Snake Eater's coming out soon.
That's 3. That's 3, yeah.
Yeah.
So I hope
yeah,
that they'll remake 4 after
you
that.
You got another few years.
Like, Snake Eater looks great. Looks great. Anyways.
But honestly, like it's already, it's been in this movie has been in development. I don't think it should be a movie. I would rather just fucking give it to HBO and
yep.
let's go.
Yep.
Give it to HBO.
I think Bale was
attached
to play
this thing. Intellectual property for sure.
So you're making a show.
Well, I'm picking this series because I mean, the creator, Kojima, is basically Hideo Kojima is basically the Scorsese of video games.
Our Lord,
100%.
Our Lord and Savior.
100%. He's
yeah,
the one that's making
great.
All those
like,
Death Stranding, and he has like
yeah.
Guillermo oh. making an appearance.
Norman Reedus.
Yeah, Norman Reedus.
Conan
yeah.
O'Brien.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did have Conan there. Yeah.
But I mean, like the stories
for this
are amazing.
Video
like,
games?
He's just,
are like they're basically movies. The video games are basically
yeah.
long
yeah.
movies.
Yeah, they are.
They're crazy, and you know what? Like the fact that they're thinking of Oscar Isaac as the lead for Solid Snake, I think that's a perfect choice.
That's
he
sweet.
Is, he would be
so
his,
when yeah. they were going to do this in the early 2000s, it was Christian Bale. And Amy Adams is Meryl. Now I heard Ooh. Oscar Isaac. And then, oh, yeah, but I agree. Oscar Isaac, like, and Boss Logic has done so many
yeah.
photoshops
Dude.
Of Oscar
well,
Isaac.
Well, that's where I caught
and,
that,
I know.
That Kool-Aid one.
He, and, like, those photo. Like,
who is that man? Fuck is
so,
he talent.
What are, so what are you going with, Martin?
I, what do you mean? Oh, what are you talking about? Like,
are you
which,
going with Oscar Isaac?
With? Sorry, I cut out there, Jimmy. What'd you
are
say?
You going with Oscar Isaac?
Well, I'm going with Oscar Isaac. That, I think that's a perfect choice to
Yeah,
guess.
I think
like,
he's
how
great.
How do you not? He's great. He looked, honestly, what reminded me of Solid Snake was Dune. Him playing Leto Atreides as Dune.
Yeah,
like,
with
yeah.
Like, longer,
eye,
curly hair.
Patch,
yeah.
And he's big boss. Like, that's
yeah.
it's
yeah.
insane how much, like,
yeah.
that look. But honestly, that's what I'm going for. I think what I would like to do is I would like to start the series off on Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater as Big
nice.
Boss.
Nice.
And that'll be the story of how it develops, and then eventually it'll move to Solid Snake, which is the protagonist we know now up until Guns of the Patriots, basically, right?
Well, and seeing the rise and fall of Big Boss before you introduce Snake, holy
exactly.
shit.
And I think it's perfect, too, because the third, like, Snake Eater's coming out now.
Yeah.
That's where I want to start it. I think that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Also, too, Mike, one of the castings that I want to cast for Revolver Ocelot is Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, yeah.
Love me
Justified, baby.
Yeah, man. That's like, who's the cowboy?
Yeah.
Martin. The cowboy.
Hell yeah.
Martin, just for those who aren't familiar with the basic storyline of who Snake is.
Yeah, so I'll explain the series. The series is basically, the whole universe takes place in an alternate timeline where the Cold War goes past the 90s.
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And there's basically like, there's a bunch of genetically engineered soldiers. There's a thing called a Metal Gear, which is basically a frame that can house nukes and launch them. And it's basically like a world killer, basically, that thing. And that's what the whole kind of story is based on that. But your main protagonist is Solid Snake, who is like technically a genetic clone of Big Boss, who is Big Boss is considered one of the greatest soldiers of all time, basically, and they wanted to keep him going. So that's it. And there's lots of story, lots of cool characters. Like, I'd like to see
twists.
What they do with Ninja.
So many
like,
crazy
Ninja's
twists.
Amazing.
Oh, Ninja would be.
And
awesome.
Even if they do Metal Gear Solid 2, they bring in Raiden back in too
yep.
and stuff like that.
Yep.
So just yeah, there's. I think it's a great. The game provides a good structural outline of a good story. And you just need, I think, the right studio and the right writer to make a really good script. Like I said, I think this is better in... Like, we know that from The Last of Us, shows, I think, is what needs to happen for video games. Because it's not rushed. You can build the characters. You can make people fall for the characters. Like, fall in love with the characters.
For sure.
Attach. And then, you know, you have much more time to expand on certain things. You can take liberties. Like, this third episode from The Last of Us with Frank and Bill wasn't in the game, but it was the best episode in that entire season.
Because it's a video game and we know that you program X amount here and X amount there, and then it's easy to just be like, well, what if that happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a video game, right? It's not it's not a book before it's a thing. It's a video game. So it's already in a world of the fantastic.
The great thing about Metal Gear Solid 2 is, like, Hideo Kojima is a huge cinephile and nerd.
Yeah.
And there's so many pop culture references. Like, Snake is based on Snake Plissken.
Snake Plissken from
Escape from
Escape
New York.
From L.A.
Yeah.
And Escape from New York.
And in Metal Gear Solid 2, everyone thinks Snake is dead. He shows up and he says, "Oh, I'm Joe Plissken." That's the actual name he gives, and there's cyborg
and you could cameo Kurt Russell in this, and it would
well,
be
he
even
designed
better.
He designed Snake
after Kurt Russell
in it.
Kurt
yeah,
Russell's.
Have
yeah.
Wyatt
yeah.
Russell play him?
Well, and did you, Martin? Did
no.
you?
Did no.
you? Did you watch Furiosa, Martin?
I did. I watched Furiosa.
So
yes.
Remember the dude in the tanker, who's got the black over here, Hideo Kojima. Was like, oh my god, that's Solid Snake. And now every time I look at him, I'm like, that guy looks exactly like Solid Snake in the first fucking game. It's kind of freaky. And George Miller was like, oh, the guy, I love Metal Gear Solid.
Why
did
I feel so inspired?
Fucking, yeah, oh, they, yeah, it's
that's
crazy.
So funny.
It's hilarious. It's really funny. Yeah.
I would love to see this because it feels Blade Runner-ish. It feels
it's
oh, yeah.
shocking it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
it is.
Like it's,
it
it's
is.
Just primed
but
for
I think,
a
Martin,
big...
I think the reason why is because as a movie, it's not going to work, man.
It
there's
can't be
too,
a movie.
There's
it
too much story.
Much. There's too
there's
much.
Too much story.
Video games already give
dude,
you...
Dude, the cutscenes in the video games alone are like 3 hours long.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
you know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure.
Buckle up, fucker.
I'm pretty sure Hideo Kojima has the Guinness World Record for the most cinematics in a game and longest in a game. Like Metal Gear Solid 4, the whole ending of the game is 45 minutes of a cutscene, but it's incredible.
What?
But it's incredible.
That's
it's a mini
nuts.
It's a mini movie at the end, and but it's so good. It's so
like
good.
This game, like when Metal Gear Solid came out,
that's fucking
yeah,
PS1,
it's wild.
I was in the stage where I was like, okay, what console am I going to support? I had a PlayStation, I had a Nintendo.
Yeah.
And when I played Metal Gear Solid 1, I was like, fuck, I'm Sony all the way. Like,
yeah, man.
And you know what now? The fact that Kojima is going to, his next project is going to be Xbox release only, I'm going to get an Xbox That's how loyal
he is, eh? Son of a bitch.
It's Xbox only.
Son of a bitch. I'll have to.
And it's like, it's supposed to be like, watch the trailer. Like, it's supposed to be like this weird psychological thriller.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, he did the screen test with.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the screen test is terrifying. It's just someone sitting in a chair, and you can hear someone coming in the room, and a door opens, and they just start screaming, and then it just cuts to like, my next game's in production. You're like, what the fuck was that? Like,
well, Death Stranding 2 is coming out. Even then, like, I never thought I would have fun with Death Stranding because the genre of Death Stranding, everyone says it's a walking simulator.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
you're basically,
it is.
Like, setting packages from point A to point B.
It even tells you. It's like, this is how many K you would have walked in the real world. It's like, God damn it.
I saw someone hook that game up to a treadmill.
Yeah, and you can do that.
And they walked the actual distance.
So another thing, I just, because Metal Gear Solid, I think, was the first game I ever played where I was like, whoa, this isn't just jump, get item, and whatnot.
Right.
There's
it's a video
whole...
game. It's not just a video game.
Right.
It's...
And what was revolutionary about it is there's a part in the game where they're like, hey, you got to contact Meryl. You need her Kodak number. Guess where it is? It's in the fucking instruction manual in the
crazy
case. Yeah, and that's the only way you can get it. And then another crazy part is you play a character named Psycho Mantis who can read your mind. So guess how you beat him? You have to unplug port one and put it into port two.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, what's going on? I can't. And then he finds it again. Then you got to put it back in port one.
It's the original Easter eggs in video games.
Well, they break a lot of the third wall. In the Metal Gear series, they break, or the fourth wall.
They break
the fourth wall a lot.
In Metal Gear 4 was the first game that was on a Blu-ray disc. So the other games used to be two discs, and they would tell you, you now got to put in the second disc. In number four, you get to a part where your guy in the chair, he's like, Snake, I think you got to put in the other disc. And he's like, other disc? There's only one. And he's like, oh, sorry, my bad. I forgot. It's Blu-ray technology now. Ha, ha, ha. And then you go, and then you fight Psycho Mantis again, and the controllers were wireless.
Oh, for so Otacon, my casting is Nicholas Holt.
Oh, he would be great.
Would be Otacon.
He'd be great. But, dude, it's just like, yeah. It's
primed.
It's like Hideo Kojima. He's like, Martin said, every game he has made, it's worth getting whatever console, whatever you need
and
to play.
And it's one of those things, it, like Heavy Rain, it takes like 10 years for him to make a game.
For sure.
You guys.
But when he releases them, they're perfect.
Yeah, like, and they're flawless. They set the standard. Every time he releases a game, everyone's like, fuck, this is how we got to do motion cap now. Yeah.
You guys.
That's what I want
all...
for Last of Us. Like, see what they did with Last of Us. Just give that for video game treatment.
Yeah.
If you're going to convert something from a video game IP, just look at what The Last of Us did.
We're getting there.
And a big part of why Last of Us works is you have Neil Druckmann, who is the heart and soul of Last of Us, involved.
And Craig Mazin.
You got to have Hideo Kojima in the room, either writing it. He's got to be in there.
If you put a 45-minute vignette, which is hilarious, at the end of a video game, you're making a film. You're just not making it.
Oh, and he's a filmmaker.
That's your medium.
Like, again, the way he makes his games, he's a filmmaker. That's why now he's getting big actors, because he's a filmmaker.
Okay.
He just makes video games.
I've ever cried in a video game was Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots.
Yes, dude.
The very end. I was like, what the fuck?
That's what I mean. That end
45-minute
cinematic, you're like, he is concluding everything. There's no loose ends. And it's so emotional, and you don't expect it.
Well, Jimmy, do you want to hear from anybody else before you make your decision?
You guys all brought it this week, and I'm very proud of you. You guys all put a lot of thought and effort in this week.
But
it's a very hard decision.
It's
a very hard decision. Oh, man.
Cue that drum roll.
I appreciate what Charles did. I'm excited for the Until Dawn movie, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, because that's what I wish they did with this movie. Because the Until Dawn movie has nothing to do with the game at all.
Yeah.
And it disappointed me greatly. I'm still going to go see it.
Of course.
I'm disappointed greatly with the trailer and that they aren't doing anything. So what you're doing is exactly what I was looking for that, and that is the reason why I'm going with Charlie.
Oh, Heavy Rain.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
I want to see a Heavy Rain movie.
I've never played it, and I want to see it.
What you're doing is innovative, and it could be now. That
you're a mover and a shaker.
If you're going to adapt a game like that, that's the only way to make sense.
You're the studio head that's going to fix movies.
Yeah, where's my Seth Rogen
Martin,
show?
I think yours is going to happen within the year.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. I'd love that to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just... God
and Michael,
damn.
Yours is always happening.
Yeah. Honestly, I could see that being like Paramount Plus new show.
Oh God, it's perfect for Taylor Sheridan to prop to
they
put
did,
a bunch of propaganda
well,
in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying, like, I would love to see it my way with, like, you know, interviews with different people and, like, okay, this is what it felt like to
it's
throw a
flamethrower,
right? Like, but I mean, I could see it
being. I could see National Geographic.
Do you know what it's
going
to be like,
everyone,
guys?
And coming out with a
it's
going
to be like that. It's going to be like Lioness. That he
yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With,
oh, that is him. Hey, that is made him. That,
he's
that
everywhere.
You yeah. guys brought it this week, and
this
I
was
am very impressed.
Everybody had great
well
picks.
Done, everyone.
Yeah, no, I
can tell this is something we've all been thinking about for a while.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. And I mean I was like Nintendo. I'm like, do we do a Kirby?
I almost,
do we do
Kirby's
an ice
do
right? Like,
I almost did what Mike did. And I almost went the route of Grand Theft Auto, and that was going to be.
I did.
Pitch.
I
like,
almost read Red Dead Redemption.
Each season is a different.
Red Dead's a
I
great
was thinking
idea.
It was hard. Like Grand yeah. Theft Auto, I love it, but I just how it's hard to make that into a.
Well, there's
I'd
the only
anthology.
Thing that would make sense is it's a Scarface like Scarface, but you call it Grand Theft Auto, basically. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like a big crime, rise and fall, set in a city. Wow,
an anthology
because
that's
essentially
game.
I feel like all the guys that make Grand Theft Auto, they watch Scarface 50 times and they're like, we can make this game.
Season yeah. 2 is Vice City.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like,
well,
you've got to have a Vice City
Scarface.
Season.
It was all the gangster movies from the 80s. Scarface,
that's right.
Carlito's
that's right.
Way.
Exactly.
Scarface.
Exactly.
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Scarface got a PS2 game.
It did. And it wasn't bad. And it wasn't bad.
Say hello
Godfather,
to my PS2.
The Godfather got a game and PS2. Godfather Part 2 got a
it
game.
It did, right?
The Godfather games are actually pretty good.
They're
the
not bad.
The first two, I think, are
well,
good.
I mean,
the Reservoir Dogs game, gotta give props.
Well,
they let you play the bank robbery and you see what fucking went wrong.
That's what I was going to say.
That was the Reservoir Dogs
sometimes
game.
These games
it wasn't
give
bad.
You something that you
it
never
does.
Would have thought. Like the Warriors. The whole
yeah,
game
yeah.
is the lead up
it
to
was
the
great.
Movie.
That was a great game, too.
Yeah, awesome. And it was a great yeah. game. That's
it was.
A fantastic
game. It was.
Game.
They had Michael Madsen come back and do his character's voice for the Reservoir. It
nuts.
Was,
hello.
But it was,
can you hear
it was
me?
Good.
Can you hear me?
I want.
Nuts.
Okay, then, if that's the case, I want a Pulp Fiction movie and see what's in the fucking
yeah.
briefcase.
Yeah.
You want a PS2 Pulp Fiction game.
Yeah, exactly. But you're. This was so tough because even like Dr. Mario would have been funny. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. What makes like, Mario become a doctor?
Or like
that's going to be the third movie.
Or yeah. one of us Dude, like
ice,
really.
Ice Climbers or Bobble Bobble?
Yeah.
Oh, I love me yeah. some Bobble Bobble.
Or somebody would have. I was hoping one of us would have been like, I'm going to make the E.T. game that Atari tried into a movie.
Nope. Hilarious.
Just,
they did.
E.T. falling
did
through a hole.
Spielberg made it, man.
Fuck. That documentary is fantastic.
It is. And
how did it end up there?
And getting
how
hearing
did it
the
start?
Hearing the interviews from them, like when they unraveled it,
when
they're
they
like,
unearthed
"What the
it?
Fuck are we looking at?"
Well,
yeah,
like
yeah. You know what that was? It was a guy who was like, "No, the game is selling." Bought a bunch of copies and then just buried it in the desert.
Dumbass.
Fuck what we were going to talk about. This is way more fun to talk about. Have you guys seen the King of Kong documentary?
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's
no.
one of the best. Oh, my God.
Fistful of Quarters.
Jimmy, you
Where's
will love it.
Oh, is that like the...
Billy, that Billy Hot Sauce
right.
motherfucker.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
was like, he's the best
and
player
Dan,
ever.
But he lied.
Was
it, but he lied.
But he lied.
Yeah, he sent in a fucking glitch tape and they accepted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
so,
that doc is awesome.
Yeah, it's about a guy who's tried everything in life and then finally realizes he's one of the best at Donkey Kong.
He's down on his luck. He hasn't done anything, and he's like, you know what? I want to beat the world record for Donkey Kong. How can I do that?
And
he just devotes his life to doing it.
The most adorable yeah. part is when he tapes it and his daughter has to go take a shit.
Yeah.
And he's playing, and she's like, not now, honey. And she's like, but Daddy, I have to poo. And he's like, one more minute, honey.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to get high but score on one quarter.
He yeah. even got to the point where he figured out the algorithm. Because everybody, there's a famous that the game is glitched on the last level. Remember?
You
go to jump.
Yeah, it just does a hard reset and dies.
Right.
Yeah.
So he drew all the spacing. Like, he drew on his,
where
he bought
the
original
he knew the
arcade.
He knew the pass.
And he bought the original arcade one, and he's drawing on the screen the areas to void. And this is showing him. How like an athlete?
He figured
like,
out the algorithm,
and he kept going, and he fucking figured it out, man. And it's unreal.
That's special.
It's so well made too. It's made like Super Size Me.
It is.
It's not a lot of big production.
He
but
was
it's
a huge alcoholic
so
the whole time.
he's elementary school
he's just
teacher.
Just taping off. I gotta beat the world record. Like,
but like it's cutthroat, man. Like
it's
these,
really good.
These guys would show up at his house and be like, "Let me inspect your board, right?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
don't want to see if it's modded."
Yeah. And
in
Guinness
way.
Comes in, and
yeah.
so you see
so
the whole.
So he cheated though.
He didn't. So the hot sauce. Mother, the hot
oh,
sauce king did.
Hot sauce mullet.
The guy who was down, no, he did it all legit, and he has to prove more than one. Like, he breaks the record, and then they debunk it for some bullshit, and then he does it again.
Wow.
And it's amazing, man.
And like, this is back in the day,
but
dude,
they just accepted that tape for
yeah,
no reason?
Yeah, because the guy, because so this is, it's
that's
so good.
That's horseshit.
The kid, the Hot Sauce King, got the Donkey Kong record in the 80s.
Hot Sauce Prince.
Okay.
And no one beat it since. But he has built an empire being the kid from the 80s that did it. So they had
Isn't
a soft
like the character
spot.
From Pixel?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's
basically
Pixel.
That. Actually
it's
what
basically
it is.
That. That's
and
what they based it on.
So is Jason Momoa in Minecraft 2.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, and he had a soft, like, he clearly, they're all like, oh, Billy's a good guy. He's such a good
Billy
kid.
Billy would
blah,
never
blah, blah,
do
blah.
Something like
but
this.
But it's so funny. You see him, like, they show you from when they were teens doing it, and then when he's the Hot Sauce King, and he's the biggest piece
douche.
Of shit ever. He's such a douche. Because he's like, I'm still the kid who broke the record in the 80s, and I have my own hot sauce empire, and his face is on the bottles.
Yeah, like, everything he does, he's
like,
and
you would
buy
think
my
they were written,
sauce.
And they're not. These are real people. It's
Jesus
unbelievable.
Christ.
Yeah, and the guy who's like just the regular Joe Schmo, you're like, oh my God, destroy this guy.
Please
destroy this guy. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
I think I've got it on a hard drive. I'll rip it if you.
Dude, it's so good. I love that you brought Tom. It up. It's so good.
It's
can
an unknown.
Can you watch it anywhere? Is it anywhere on?
You could probably find
you could
it.
Probably
you know,
rent
Tubi.
It?
I bet you Tubi would have
Tubi
it.
Tubi would have it if anybody would.
Tubi.
We love our Tubi.
But I would say even if it's like $3 to rent, man, do it.
It's
like,
worth
it's
it.
So
it's worth
it.
Every
it's
one
so
of those $3.
And it 100%. Makes you want to fucking play the shit out of that game.
It does. It makes you want to. Yeah. Like, dude, when they go qualify, they go to an old school arcade, throw in a quarter, and then someone watches.
It's the only way they can guarantee that the machines haven't been tampered with because it's public access.
There's a ref?
Yeah, there's a guy from Guinness and a ref there, and they just watch them and make sure that there's no fuckery.
And the guy who like does all the universal, like all the North American scoring just gets the videotape sent to him.
Yeah.
And he watches them.
And he wears a ref like he fucking takes his job seriously. Yeah. He wears the ref shirt and everything.
How do you get a higher score in Donkey Kong than someone else? Like, isn't it you just...
So they show, and it's I don't want to say too much because that's part of it, but all these questions get answered, and they're so cool.
And more.
Yeah. That was a good dive, Mike. That's a good one. I love that.
It's one of my, like, hey, have you seen, right? Like,
and
you know,
tell
one of
people,
those...
and some people will be like, what? And I'm like, just put it on. I'm
have
telling
you. Seen
you,
a fistful of quarters.
You'll be blown away.
No,
by
I'm
how...
not talking dirty to you. Have you seen a fistful of quarters?
And you'll be blown away by how, like, how did I never see this? Like, it's so
good. Yeah, it's
good.
One of those. It definitely
you know
is.
What it was? It won Sundance when it came out, and that's how it got a migrator.
That must have been. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it won Sundance, and everyone was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, if you're a video game fan, Fistful of Quarters, King of Kong.
King of Kong. Oh. It's so good.
And there's not many other ones out there, too. Like, there's not...
Like, docs like that? No. My favorite...
When they, like, when they tried to do Jumanji with video games.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That was... I mean,
another,
yeah,
just
but
saying,
no.
Another great video game doc. It came out during COVID. So good. I think it's called Level Up. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's about the creation of all the biggest video games. Like, Mario
started.
It's like
the video games that made us.
That's exactly what it is. It's the video games that made us. It is so... I've watched that show probably like five times. It's so good because when they...
What the guy who invented Pac-Man's
it,
on it.
Yeah, and when he's like telling
Pac-Man.
His story...
Pac-Man.
The way they show like it's a pixelated 2D... And he's the character in it. And he's like, so I was in my office, and it just shows him going into the office. Yeah. And you're like, oh, my God. Yeah. And then it shows it does an amazing, there's a whole episode devoted to Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat and how this came to be. And how Mortal Kombat stood out from Street Fighter, which was essentially just like,
ball kicks.
But violence.
Yeah.
Violence.
We're the first game that'll show blood and skeletons getting ripped out.
The story of the rating system in video games.
Yeah,
and how
that's
that came
a
to
great
be.
One. That's a great episode,
like,
too.
It's all in there. Listener, thank you so much for listening into another week. If this is your first time, all we ask is that you go and subscribe to the show. If you've tripped over this and you've gotten this far, there's a reason you listened to us the entire
just
time.
Subscribe, you know you want.
I'll give you a little
it.
Kiss.
We won't because we're
open mouth.
Yeah, no. I do not have
your
money
mouth
for,
will be open. Mine will be closed.
My mouth will not be on your mouth. That's all I'm saying.
It'll be on something else.
Exactly. Yeah. Your big toe.
Your microphone.
If you want to support the show, like they said, subscribe. If you're in Winnipeg, and you like
subside.
Trivia, subside, and
subside now. Concede.
Yeah, you lose. If you're a Winnipeg and you like trivia and you like Trivia Plus, which I just realized what we're doing. Come to the office trivia on April 26th at Little Brown Jug, 7:30 p.m. You can meet us. We're fun. We're entertaining. We change the whole trivia experience. It's
Kevin
like,
says, or Kevin, Mike says he might dress up as Kevin. So
I really want to serve chili.
Yeah.
Like I
fall
think,
over a table. And just
I have no guys. I fell on that chair the last time.
God, oh, you really
that
did.
Was so funny.
I'll bite it again. I have.
Martin, you weren't there, but Mike decided to sit on the
on
most,
a stool.
It was a little table.
It was a little table, which
it
I thought
a little
was
a table that was clearly like two drinks on it at most. He decides to sit on it, and then like in the middle of a question. It explodes, and he just eats shit on the ground.
It was incredible, and he was hurt.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like I was.
Oh, no. I went to go get him up, and he's like, "No, I need to lie down for a little bit." I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, and then like my head was between some guy's feet, and I'm like, "Don't."
And
mind
then
me.
The scariest part was we find the leg piece of the table
in his ass,
two giant fucking screws sticking out. I'm like, "Thank God that didn't go in you."
Yeah, like I it could have been a 3-round trivia yeah. instead of 4, real
yeah.
quick.
There goes the other heel.
But, yeah, pretty much. Exactly. Do your thing and subscribe and come to trivia. And, yeah, I've been Ochi.
Oh.
It's raining.
This always sucks.
This has been Brian Cox Pod.
Brian Cox Pod.
And
Snake.
Snake. Watch all the movies, kids. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
Martin, while I have you, can I just...
Thank you for a very enjoyable game.